time.
All right, Eric.
You need to write them down. Let's hear it.
Why can't melons get married?
Why is that?
Because they can't elope.
Oh, hot fire. That's a real knee slapper.
What, that wasn't that good?
No, it was good. No, oh, okay. Knee slapper's good. Knee slapper's okay. Good in my book.
Okay, that's good. So what have you been up to this week, man?
Dude, this week, crazy week, getting heard caught you, back up.
Heard you've been doing some traveling.
A little bit of traveling. I'd love to, you know, talk about that. It's
what
no
state you go to?
Pennsylvania. Big shout out, Pennsylvania.
Oh, damn.
Pennsylvania's beautiful, man. Let me tell you what. We went down there. So my sister and brother-in-law, you know, Mary's side of the family, they bought a house out there, moved the family out there.
You drive? You drove?
Yep, we drove out there, you know, got a little rental car. Didn't want to take the Jeep out there. But it was a lot of fun, man. I love...
Okay.
Honestly, love Mary's family, because like my family, some of them live over here, some of them are dead, some of them are in another state, so it's really nice.
Some of them are dead.
Some are just dead, so you can't see them.
6 feet deep.
Yeah, that's right. No, actually, my mom's in my kitchen, box of ashes. Shit. Okay, she's up on the top there, always looking down.
You know, maybe
so,
6 feet high. Then.
That's right, six feet high. Yeah, exactly.
Right
exactly. But no, it was a lot of fun, dude. Pennsylvania's beautiful. Shout out Pennsylvanians. Everyone was really nice.
Is that what they're called?
I guess so.
Pennsylvanians.
Pennsylvanians. Dude.
Pennsylvanians.
Really sad. What? But the size, I almost like stopped and tried to like cut the head off of it.
Of what?
There was a dead black bear on the side of the road.
Shut up.
It was huge. And it wasn't just bloated. It was massive, dude.
Dude, yeah, those are huge.
You're kind of out in the hills. Like they're at
You just wanted to cut the head off?
Dude, I'm a little bit of a freak, but I'm like, man, do I got a pair of pliers? I can like pull a tooth out or something cool, you know?
That would be kind of cool.
If it's dead, then it's like you're preserving something forever.
Just
you know
as well
what I mean?
Cut its fucking head
cut
off.
Cut its head
right?
off. It might have been a little weird to the Pennsylvania PD, which don't play, by the way, man. They those guys were at every dang stop on the freeway on the way there and on the way out. But,
they're trying to get you.
They're trying to get you for sure. But long story short, we stayed at their house. They bought a really beautiful house in Treasure Lake. And
Why don't you say the address while you're
at it? Yeah, really. Actually, never mind. No, it's funny. I can tell you Treasure Lake. They were driving us around the subdivision out there. It is huge. It's miles and miles and miles. There's like an armed guard and like security and stuff. No, just the neighborhood, man.
They got a security guard.
They've got armed security. They've got their own little police that can pull you over.
That is the whitest shit I've ever
heard. They've got a bar. They've got like a freaking barber shop. They got a gas station. They've got everything in this. You wouldn't even never have to leave. It's really cool.
It's a town.
Mary calls it a compound. It's like a little compound. Yep. Where all the richies live. You know?
That's not okay. Man.
But no, it was cool. We went there to go see Groundhog's Day. Yeah. But we was drinking.
We were drinking.
Okay. You know, the whole thing starts Sunday at like 3 in the morning because you want to be there
Why?
When the sun comes up. You got to be there to see
but
if little Phil.
Doesn't even come up to
but
six.
The party starts at 3, player. You know, you're out there. It's a little fun. You know, you're drinking hot chocolates and stuff. But no, we got a little too much fun. And we ended up sleeping in and night spamming eggs and watching on the TV, man.
You weren't even in Hawaii. What were you eating spam
for, bro? Your boy Eric loves spam. Big spam guy.
Not even
Big
surprised,
spam
bro. You ever had a misubi?
I don't know. What is that?
Bring out some of that Asian slang.
No,
you.
No. Tell me more.
Misubi, baby. It's basically like white rice.
Dude.
Piece of spam, and then it's wrapped up in that seaweed.
Yes, I have, dude. Shout out Aloha Kitchen or Aloha Grill.
Yeah, it's from Hawaii. Well, I don't know if it's from... I get it.
No, I think it is. I think it is because there was a Hawaiian grill out in Nevada I used to go to. I used to get that all the time. It's super good. You get
that
the little chicken.
Baby.
The little ribs. You get that. Couple of those. No,
you get
super
a couple
good.
Of those, man. Your cholesterol goes up.
You're full. You are full. You know me. I love talking.
They drizzle
food.
That soy sauce on top.
It's pretty good. It's pretty damn
that boy
good.
Be salty.
No, you guys have to try that. And even look up a recipe because it looks like it's pretty easy to
there's
whip
no,
up.
There's no recipe, man.
It's pretty
it's
much
three
like the recipe
things.
For ice.
You
just
open
water.
Up a can of Spam and then you throw it on some rice.
Bam.
Misubi.
You're good. Yeah, no, it's really good. It's
really
man.
Good. They keep that shit simple, man.
Ah, that's one place I want to go is Hawaii so bad.
You never been?
Never been to Hawaii. Mm. Been to a few places, but never Hawaii.
I try to go every once a year.
You got some family out there,
huh?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sweet, man. But it's scary. My cousin, dude, this is what I mean when I say it's scary. This isn't no, like, whatever stereotype. The drivers are actually bad, okay?
Oh, no, I believe it.
And so my cousin was driving, And, you know, he's got some road rage. Who doesn't?
Who
you
doesn't?
You know what I mean?
I'm guilty of it.
So
I try not
to. So he cuts off a guy and he goes like this, fuck you, like that. The guy behind him pulls out a Glock, shoots 9 in his bumper.
No way.
Dude, yeah, he was
what?
His old fucking Honda Civic just whipping that boy around town like a player.
Damn.
Right? And he's got 9 bullet holes in the back.
That's
bro,
pretty gangster. That's instant street credit.
Yeah, it is. But, dude, that's scary because literally he was driving. His dad was in the passenger seat and his mom was in the back. Thank God nobody got hit.
You said it's a Civic?
It's a Honda Civic.
Dude, you're lucky the bullets didn't go right through the dang
that's
engine block from the back.
Saying, dude. But literally.
That is
flipped
wild.
A guy off, just brought out the Gat. Pop, pop. You
dude,
know?
That's when I set cruise control. I say, Mary, take the wheel, and I'm popping out the back myself with a long gun.
Yeah,
that's right.
I feel that, man.
No, yeah, you can't do that. That's pretty scary. Wild, though. You got to be careful. I remember when I lived out west, it was kind of like that, man, where it's like cowboys and Indians. Anything goes. It's like the old west. You
but
know what I mean?
But that's great. Like, dude, that guy never got caught. They never caught him.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
Who just shoots out the window? This is like Grand Theft Auto in real life,
dude,
man.
No, I know. And sorry to
Hawaii's
switch
no joke.
Subjects almost, but you see those people like homicides and murders, and you see how many are unsolved or just get swept under the rug and they never figure there's a lot.
That shit's easy to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You just
yeah,
buy some gloves. Check out OJ, you know what I mean? Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Yep. If the glove doesn't fit. I think he did it. I've watched a few podcasts on that.
Dude, I don't think the glove didn't fit, man.
Dude,
how
it was
how
soaked,
could it do it?
It was soaked in blood and it dried and it didn't fit him.
Mm-mm. Exactly.
Because he was an athlete because when they found that poor woman, she was so just torn up. Mm-hmm. You know that OJ just came in there like a he was a football player, but he's
like
very athletic.
Like
so
a
I think
hyena.
He, yeah, oh yeah, you he's never know.
Probably grown.
You
right?
never know.
Yo, guys, just so you know, we got a couple super chats. Heaven Lee actually just threw us $50.
Gosh, thank you so much,
and just for love, not even a message on there.
Thank
so
you,
dude, thank you, Heaven.
We love you.
Let's see. You are from heaven.
All right.
What are the other
what's
ones?
Up, everybody?
We also got Victor and says, how much money do I have to donate for Eric to shave off his beard?
I'll do it for $47.5 right now. $47,500.
Yep.
Exactly. It's gone.
And then
but I am able to grow it back.
And then Tim just threw us $5.
Oh, thanks,
love.
Tim.
Dude,
appreciate
Tim,
you.
Thank you, man.
Man, so
thank
where
you guys
we?
For tuning in. Talking about murders and eating
Misubi,
Hawaiian sushi, I'd call it. Because it's kind of like sushi how it's wrapped up.
It is.
I love it. No, I love
dude,
the stuff.
Honestly, nobody knows what Spam is. It's kind of like that mystery lunch meat.
It
right?
is. It is.
Bro.
I grew up on the stuff, if you can't tell
I can
already.
Tell.
But, you know, it's good.
Did you, like, did your lunchroom ever have a mystery meat?
No, never. I, you know
what?
What
do you mean?
I went to a pretty nice school. We had some pretty baller food up in there, actually.
Damn, bro. We had some mystery meat, man.
Did you really? Ours was all, like, straightforward. It was either, like, this is a beef burger, some chicken. We had, like, I swear to you, man, our fries were just like McDonald's fries.
Oh.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. And we were just, I was just talking about this to Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think they're all, like, healthy conscious about the kids. So, those poor kids don't get anything.
Yeah, that's Michelle Obama's
fault.
Man.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
She's like, give the kids some broccoli.
Yeah, look at me. Look at my fat ass. You
like,
look like I want broccoli?
We don't want broccoli.
No, it was good. It was really good. It was. I got made fun of because, so this kid, listen, just
beef.
Hear me out. Okay, these fries were so good.
Yeah.
He threw it away, but the garbage can was full.
Yes, it was on top.
He set the tray up there. There's no garbage. And I hate
nothing.
It. They're like, Eric eats food out of the garbage. I was like, leave me alone.
I mean,
but,
they're, not,
you know,
they're not they're, wrong,
they're not lying.
You literally got it out the garbage.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I guess I did, but you know what? I forgive them.
It's fine, though,
I forgive
dude.
Them.
Everybody's got to eat garbage once in a
that's
while,
right?
Right?
You're not living.
Hey,
okay.
Guess what? You don't have coronavirus.
Dude, that's right.
That's
not yet.
Because you ate the garbage fries.
Not
bro.
Yet. That stuff's really scary, man. I've been looking at
it's
a bunch
not
of that,
that
stuff.
Scary, bro.
I know a lot of people say all people die from the flu. Very
you
true.
Just drown it out with some vodka. You're good.
Yeah,
bro.
I seen this other thing. Please don't do this at home. Do not do this at home. It was probably a fake news meme or one of those fake memes, but it said cocaine can kill the coronavirus. So
damn.
Just get you some cocaine and.
Well,
I
guess
think you're safe. That's
what,
my fallout plan.
I know what we're doing next podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what's good is Robin Maxwell actually donated $2, so that can help
oh,
with it.
Oh, thank
hey.
You. Thank you so much, Robin.
Thank you,
man,
Robin.
Love thank the, you, everyone
she said,
else.
Love you guys and love the hilarity that you guys
that'll
thank
be,
you guys so much. Well, thank you, guys.
What, like, we could get, like, at least a
you
could
get
quarter,
a little
bump.
Yeah,
you know,
I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's my wild days. I don't do that stuff.
Whoa. I don't know what DKK is, but we got $100.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus with that DK.
Thank you so much, DKK.
I think it's Mabrit. I don't know exactly how to pronounce
that. It's that Donkey Kong killer.
Dude.
That's what that is.
Heart to you, too.
Yeah, thank
you. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Mabrit. Thank you. I murdered
that. Oh, Gatorpool Gators up in here.
Hey, what's up, Gatorpool?
What's up? I love that, dude. I love that guy. I checked out his video. Sweet. Ciao. What's up, man? What's up?
So, you know how it goes, man. When we're kids, our parents lie to us a lot.
Dude, this is the truth, man.
Why do they do that?
You know what? You think it's for your own good, but it's not.
It's not, okay? Dude. It's just cruel.
It is. But I did end up with glasses because let's just say I spent a little too extra time in the bathroom.
What?
And my dad said, hey, you're going to go blind, Eric, if you keep playing the skin flute. If you know what I mean.
Whoa.
So,
and
but
it
look
made
at that.
You go blind.
I think it did.
You shot yourself in the eye?
Because when I was a kid,
you
a
shot yourself
times,
in the eye.
Couple times, you'd be laying back in bed, and it's just like a dang hurricane hit you.
God
but,
damn, bro.
No, that's maybe one of the more extreme lies. I'm sorry to go there, everyone. But what? Let's
like
hear
a
one
damn,
of the lies.
It's,
that the,
it's like a thunderbolt.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
That's why they call you.
They did lie a lot,
that's
though.
Why they call you White Lightning.
Dude, that's
true.
Why. Oh, my gosh.
It's
man,
all
it's
starting
just,
to connect
It just
now.
Makes sense now.
I get it.
What's your favorite lie that your parents told you
my
growing
favorite
up?
Lie?
That you're like, man, this is some bullshit.
Well, I didn't know it was bullshit at the time, but we had this shitty van, like this mom van, soccer van, right? And in the middle was the hazard button, right?
Oh,
to turn
yeah.
on like your...
The triangle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But we're little kids, so we don't know what that even means. And it didn't work, A. There was no hazards to be thrown on. But my mom said... That if I click this button, we will fly to the moon, right?
She said that to
you?
Yeah. So, that's child abuse. Get Lori down
dude,
here.
Dude, and my sister was like, I don't want to go to the moon. I like to stay here. And I'm like, bitch, I'm trying to go to the moon,
say,
right?
Hold your breath.
So I,
hold your breath.
Like, I was always trying to click it and push it, but my mom always would stop me, and my sister would be like crying. And so she's like, please, I want to stay on Earth.
Which
and
makes
like,
you, which
I
makes
get
you
the want moon.
To do it back.
Exactly. Yeah. But I genuinely thought that I was going to the moon if I clicked the button. So I'm like,
dude,
hell yeah, I want to go see
crazy.
That Armstrong motherfucker up there chilling.
Damn.
You know what I mean? But
it almost makes you
want
to have kids to lie to them. You know what I mean? Does that sound bad?
No. I mean, that sounds pretty good. Like, it's fun to
it
fuck
does.
With people.
It
you
does.
You know what I mean? Especially when it's just your own little person.
I know. You know? I know. It is crazy.
It's basically authentic cloning, right? You're
it
just,
really
you're
is.
You're just cloning
yeah.
you and your partner.
God, yeah. Cousin Brad's kids, man. It's crazy because he has a daughter and a son.
Mm-hmm.
The son looks just like Cousin Brad.
Yeah.
And the daughter just looks like exactly like my cousin.
Like
that is cool. It's like.
Looks like the next door neighbor.
That's right. No, it does. It's very strange. Very strange.
Not even
so,
white.
No, it's not.
That's
no.
weird.
It's part Native American. I don't know how that happened. Brad's just 100% white.
Yeah, Cherokee.
So, that's right.
Started just walking around with a bow and arrow, shooting shit.
He wishes, man. He wishes. He's a big outdoorsman. He wishes. But no, I would say, you know what pissed me off? I always loved to like
what?
Hang my hands out the car and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Feel that fresh breeze on a nice summer day.
My mom said the car's going to rip your hand off if you don't keep it in the car. But then I was such a smart little kid, I seen the mirror.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, how come they don't rip the mirror off, Mom? And I'd stick my arm out there and shit.
I mean,
now it's a badass.
That's not even,
kid.
Dude, that's not a lie.
It isn't a lie. It could
what
have.
Do you mean, like,
it could have, but my little ass, you know, 5-year-old arm wasn't going out like
did you not, have
MJ
you seen that,
or something.
I watched this one movie. I forgot what it's called, but they don't need free promo, anyways.
That's right.
But there was like this one little girl, and she ate peanuts, and she had this peanut allergy, so she couldn't breathe. And so her brother was driving home frantically, and she stuck her head out the window, and her head got hit by a telephone pole and kicked it off like a soccer ball,
God.
Bro.
God, that sounds like a badass movie, man.
It was
we're going to have to figure
movie,
out what that
man.
Is. Holy,
shit,
that's
movie.
Terrible.
And she, like, came back to haunt everybody. It was crazy,
what
bro.
The hell?
Was,
that's nuts,
it
man.
It was pretty cool. I forgot what the name was, though, but... She well, your mom wasn't lying to you, basically. That's not
no,
like a bad lie. Like,
no.
There's no way I'm going to the moon.
Were you a badass little kid? Because I'd always
badass.
Like stand up in my seat, and mom would be like, "Put your fucking seatbelt on now." Blah blah blah.
I mean, by bad, like I threw a rock at a kid's head one time.
Oh my God, that's what's up. He messed around though.
So I'm a shorter man, right?
Okay.
So I've always had to use other things,
deadly force,
exactly to get my show my dominance. Okay. And there's this big-ass motherfucker, right? I'm in first grade, and there's a second grader. He's
that
about
son of a
double
bitch.
My size, double the weight, right? He's fucking picking on me, right? And I don't take no bullshit.
No.
Okay.
I've never been about no
shit. We're on the fucking playground, right? He's like fucking with me, blah, blah, blah. Pick up a rock and chuck it at the back of his dome piece. Never fuck with me again.
Holy shit. You went home for that. Let me tell you what.
Actually, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
I just got, went to the principal's office and I was like,
that's it? He was fucking with me. Yeah. You
know, the good old days, right?
I threw a rock at his head. Like, I did what I had to do, man. Like, that's just how I was raised. Thank you, Mom.
I know? Get it.
Yo,
I
I don't know if you guys know this. It's a Brian Barzizek or something like that. He said, say something nice about me.
Say something. Oh, man. Brian, let me tell you. Oh, man. How much time you got? How much time you got?
Say something nice about him.
Let's see.
He's a loving and caring father. I don't... You say something nice now.
Dude, honestly, I'm not trying to get too mushy on you.
Okay.
But from day one, he just makes you feel like you're a part of the family. I'm not just saying that because he gave me $25. I am, but I'm not. Okay. But no, honestly, that's why I love, you know, I'm not trying to get too mushy. I love you. I love Lori. Everyone, even the whole crew, man. Oh, it's just like Christmas parties and stuff. Like, hey, you bring us into your home and just the different things. It really does feel like a big family. It's just a nice feeling, you know. He's a good guy, and it just pisses you off because you do hear things in the past, not recently, of people not liking Brian, stuff like that. And it's like, well, who did you meet?
I
know you didn't meet Brian. Like, you know what I mean?
Every day.
No, I know. It does. But shit. There's people that probably talk trash about us. And
There's no probably. Right?
There's definitely people that talk trash about
some
everybody.
Some 12-year-old kid. Remember the kid?
I do. I have the comment on my phone. I'm looking up his IP address.
He called us a bunch of fucking... He said he called us a bunch of fucking dildos,
yeah,
bro.
He said you and your followers are a bunch of dildos. But you remember, he's probably 12.
They're calling you guys dildos, too.
Yep, that's
so
right.
So you should be offended, too.
We're all going to get together, and we're going to hit this kid with a
fucking
mic stand.
Dildo gang. Yo, we're going to be called the fucking dildo army, boy.
I wish I was a dildo.
You know what I'm saying? Same. You know what I mean? If you were a dildo, what kind would you be? Because I'm saying,
dude,
I'm that,
that's a good question.
I'm that Darth Maul, you know what I'm saying? That dual-ended.
Wow, that's crazy.
I can hit you from the front and the back, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
Watch out.
That's pretty crazy. I think I'm more of a classic, like a glass piece, you know? Like maybe like a 70s.
Oh, and you keep it in the freezer, keep
just
it a little
say
chilled,
that. You can chill,
bro.
It off a little.
Damn.
And the time is good. You're going to enjoy it.
Hell yeah. Leave us some comments. Let me know what kind of dildo you would be.
I mean, I don't know. You don't have to.
No, because we're the dildo army. Yeah. Shout out all the dildos out there.
His mom answers the door. The dildo army's here to see you, little Johnny. I don't know what you've done this time.
He says he's Darth Maul's dong.
That's terrible.
Cool.
That's pretty terrible.
So Tyler Osborne, he threw a $7 altogether because of a typo. He just said, what bad habits do you guys have? I know there's a lot of them. So
there's a lot of them. There is a lot
of
them.
You go first, man. I got to think. I got too many.
First bad habit, smoking cigarettes. Don't ever smoke cigarettes, man. I'm going to tell you. I'm not trying to sound like the good person here. It's terrible. That's my first bad habit. Second bad habit.
Take it slow. I'm trying to think of one.
Yeah, I know. I know. I have a few bad habits. You know what? I'm sorry.
No, you go. You got this.
I'm so lazy, okay? I take my trash out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll just open the sliding glass door and I'll just set it on the back porch.
Oh, no.
And it'll be there for like 3 or 4 days.
Jeez.
Oh!
Isn't that bad? That's bad.
So I can show it a couple, too. My one bad habit is I'll wait for my laundry to be done. Like, I won't do laundry for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then my entire room will just be one clothing item.
Mine's like that right
now.
Oh, man.
And then I just like, I scoop it all up, and then I have an entire day of doing laundry and then just wanting to be suicidal.
No, I hate that. I hate laundry,
but
dude.
And every time I finish all of it, I'm just like, all right, next week, I'm going to do it next Friday just so I don't like get overwhelmed.
You're going to stay on top of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Never fucking happens.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Dude,
dude.
That would happen to me. You know what your boy Eric would do? You just load up a bunch of garbage bags and you go to the laundromat.
Just throw it in there.
You can run like 6 machines at a time. Because, I mean, with me and Mary, I would just do it in like 45 minutes, dude.
There's
actually a lake across the street.
A couple quarters.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't skip out on the lake water. But what I do is I put it in there and I'll be like, don't touch my clothes. I'll be right back. I go across fish, come back 45 minutes later. Bam.
All of them are
done.
You
put them in those big-ass dryers? What the hell?
Damn. Yeah, that's cool. The last time I've been to a laundromat,
it's a little scary, isn't it?
Laundering money.
It is a little scary.
It's. I mean, nothing against people use laundromats. It's the one seems pretty clean and stuff, but you feel like people go to the laundromat maybe when they like shit the bed. Or they've got, like, lice or something.
What?
Like, you think that...
I never thought that.
I don't know, because the way I think is, if I, like, shit the bed, I wouldn't want to use my own washing machine. Does that make any sense?
No,
it doesn't,
bro.
I guess a little bleach would kill it, but I would just be like, oh, I'll just take it to the laundromat. Or
nah,
if I got lice...
I don't really agree with that.
Okay, good, because maybe I'm just being paranoid. You know what
I think
mean?
So. I mean, I'm sure... Don't get me wrong. There's definitely shit
floating. Bed bugs or
there's,
something.
There's
you know
shit
what I mean?
Floating around that laundromat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There's
yeah.
shit.
Anywhere. Any
pretty
damn
much
laundromat.
Any bodily fluids you'll find on the floor of a laundromat. Okay. I'm talking any kind of excrement.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this one had an arcade in it. That still does, actually.
Damn.
So, yeah.
Just
yep.
so it keeps your time. Okay. So you can throw a couple quarters in there, throw a couple
That's
quarters
right.
in here. All of a sudden, you're playing Pac-Man for 30 minutes waiting for your thing.
Dude,
to get
they
done.
Have those fancy
bang,
dog
bang.
Magazines or something. You know, pretty cool.
Dog mags?
Yeah, those are pretty sweet.
What?
Pretty
is
sweet.
There's just like a little pincer on top of
you
it.
You know, all the dog
like,
shows
oh, so
and all
cute.
That. Yeah. I know, man. I don't need any more animals, but I've been thinking I just want
you need
a Rottweiler
dog.
So bad.
You want a Rottweiler?
Or a Doberman. That's what I was going to say, too. When I was in Pennsylvania. My sister-in-law has this beautiful Doberman, Jody, man. I just, oh my God.
I knew
I fell
some
in
people
love.
With Dobermans. They were cool.
They're really cool. They're yeah. Cool. My family grew up with a lot of Dobermans. But.
Dogs, man. When I was a kid, we had a friend that had a bulldog.
No, okay. yeah, like and an I'm, English? Because there's like
yeah.
a few. American English? Was it English?
The big boy.
Yeah, oh
the,
yeah.
The wrinkly mofo.
Yep, English.
And I'm like 4 or 5, right? So I'm tiny, like 4 or 5-year-old kids, they're small.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And we go over there, and for some reason, all the movies they had were Spider-Man. So my parents and, like, those their friends, they would, like, talk, blah, blah, blah. And I would just be in the living room watching the Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire.
That's what's up.
The best ones.
The best Spider-Man.
Yeah. And then this bulldog would literally beat the fuck out of me.
Dude, they're crazy.
Like, I would be defenseless because I was so small. And this thing would just come up and just, like, get on top of me and just, like, lick me. And I'm just like, help!
Like, it never hurt you, but it's
no,
just,
yeah,
like, overpowering
yeah. exactly.
you.
Exactly.
It's
just
scary.
Bigger than me.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. When I was younger, I was, like, scared of dogs, man.
Yeah.
I've got family down in Alabama, and they had a dog. And they let it out, and I'd run. I think they were just making fun of me. This little fat kid out of the pool.
Trying to make
And I had
you.
My towel. I'm like, oh, stop. And it's, like, nipping my ankles and bite me and shit.
What kind?
I can't even remember what kind of dog it was. It was a big-ass dog, but, man, those guys had all those, like, hunting dogs being down south and stuff, so they had them all in, like, the kennels and stuff. They had tons of dogs, but they let this one dog out, and they got so mad that I jumped in the pool with my towel just trying to get away from the damn dog.
How did it not
biting
follow?
The shit out of me.
It should
have
jumped in with you.
Probably was just playing with me the whole time,
That's
and
funny,
I was too
they
scared.
Get mad at that.
Yeah.
You jumped into a fucking towel.
It's like the towel's wet anyway. Like,
yeah,
what's
exactly.
Matter?
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Yo,
man,
Tiffany Smallwood's back. I don't know if you guys remember.
Dude, Smallwood.
She said eggplant plushie as a Bad Choices logo.
Yes.
That's
oh
awesome.
God.
Hell yeah.
And we got
Thank
another
you
one
so
from
much.
Heaven Lee. Got to get back to work. Love you guys. We'll have a good day.
You have a good day at
good
work.
Good luck
Thank
at work.
Thank you so much.
I hope it goes smooth.
Oh, my gosh. You know? That's awesome. No, I love the people, man. This is so cool. It's really cool.
So you didn't even get to see the hedgehog. Wait, no, it's not a hedgehog.
the groundhog. Phil.
The groundhog.
Phil. Dude, let me tell you all about it, dude.
Like,
they're
what?
Partiers, dude. They're drinking Crown Royal.
Oh,
okay. You don't even get a hangover from that.
I had some friends that used to keep some special items in a Crown Royal bag.
Oh, yeah. No, that's everyone's go-to. Parents, I'm parents right now.
Yeah,
if
listen.
You go in your kid's room and there's a Crown Royal bag, there's something bad in there. They got some drugs in there.
They got some drugs in there.
10 out of 10, I guarantee
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, that is for real. But it's funny because I thought I was the a-hole and I was the one that was not waking up. Mm-hmm. But we took like a half an hour nap
that's
and I
not
stood
even
up.
Worth it.
And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, Mary, someone's got to drive, man. Like, I'm really jacked up still.
Yeah.
And her poor sister, I won't name any names, was puking upstairs.
Christina.
Yeah. And everyone else, it was funny because we were just calling each other on the phone, like, oh, are you going to go? Are you going to go?
Yeah.
And then we decided, oh, we'll just watch on TV. I have
that's
seen
so,
it once when I was
dude,
young.
That's so dumb.
It's so dumb. It is a cool thing.
Dude.
I'm not going to lie. But you know what? you drive to Punxsutawney.
What the hell?
So Gobbler's Knob is up on top of this hill. So you park. Boy,
that was my nickname in high school, man.
Gobbler's Knob. Gobbler's Knob. That's right. Man. Oh, yeah. I know all about it. But so you got to park somewhere. You hop on a school bus. They're bussing you up here, Me and my dad went years and years back. But the problem was the bus takes so long, you end up walking like 3 miles back down to where your car is. God. So it would have been a pain in the neck. We would have been all drunk and this and that. It was a good show, but it was funny when we were watching it. They're having like technical difficulties. And then by the time they drag that little bastard out and chooses a scroll, it's like, okay, it's over. You know,
dude, they put that thing in like a chokehold, man.
Yeah, they grab that little bastard.
Up, right?
Yeah.
And they're not letting it go. They're
playing.
And they hold it up like Simba.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, is it fucking Winners? Bang! Well, now they used to do that. Now they just put them on the top of the stump, okay? Mm. And there's two little scrolls, and there's one that's an extended winter or early summer or spring.
Yeah, spring, yeah.
So it was spring this year, but
that's good because I'm sick of this shit. We're not even getting anything. Like,
no, I
just
know.
Fucking let's be summer already.
And it's funny because the next day it was like 53 degrees in Pennsylvania. Beautiful. All the snow melted away.
That fucking hedgehog called it, man.
Yeah, yeah. Pennsylvania's beautiful. Have you ever been out there?
Yeah, I've been a few
times. I'm sure
you
drove through and shit. It's really cool out there.
Mountainous.
Yeah, it is.
Driving
hilly and all the trees. Mm-hmm. I really like it. Like I said, a lot of nice people out there.
You drive, like, when you're driving to New York and stuff, you drive through it, and it's kind of scary because, like,
literally,
they carve out the mountains for the roads, so, like, these are, like, the fucking mountains
like valleys.
Boulders.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Boulders
yeah.
can just, they fall all the time.
All the time.
Like, fall and kill
oh,
somebody.
My God, oh, yeah, well, we hit some weather on the way there, man, and it's a little slickery out there, and you got these dang truckers coming.
Slickery.
Yeah, Slickery Rick. We were going through there, all these truckers trying to cut you off, and I'm like,
I know,
son of a bitch.
Dude.
And I'm
ice
in this little
truckers, man.
Yeah, no, it
assholes.
Really is. It really is. I was in this little foreign car, and I'm like, they're probably like, "Oh, America, get out of the way with your foreign car or something." Yeah. I was scared, but no, it was good.
What'd you
man.
Get? What kind of car?
I think it was like a Hyundai Accent. It was a nice little car, man.
Yeah, you deserve.
Usually,
it.
Usually, I'm like, you know, American car first kind of guy, but it's a really nice little car. You know what I mean?
The Smartpak.
Smartpak?
Yeah, Smartpak. Oh, my God. I love that. If you guys haven't seen that, you guys have to check that out. That is no Smartpak.
No Smartpak.
Can you pack at the Habba?
Can you
I love that.
Habba?
It's funny, you know, because Jay's originally from Jersey. I'm That's always, right, you know, oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, mathematics.
Mathematics. Yeah, I love that. I love that
How do you
shit,
say?
Dude.
How do you say the school you go to before middle school, Jay?
Elementary school?
Yeah,
that's
fucking
it.
Weirdo.
Yep. Yep.
Why? What do you guys call it?
Elementary?
Grade school? Elementary school?
Elementary, bro.
It's just like mathematics.
You made
to
me
go.
Nervous, dude.
He said,
like, said it all weird, bro.
He said elementary.
Elementary. That's how they
told
me to
it's
say
it's like the mobbers say mathematics. They go,
mathematics.
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 There you go. Now
it's
you
a
guys
difficult
are good.
Situation.
Is that Donald Trump impression?
No. That's my Tony Soprano.
It's a delicate situation.
You know what I mean?
Dude, whip out that fucking, that DP, that DT.
Oh, my God, the Donald Trump?
That Donald
Dude,
Trump,
no.
Man.
Do you have a good one, Derek?
Not really.
Let's
I just,
hear it.
I play with it sometimes. What was I saying yesterday?
I don't know.
They always ask me, where's Noah? Where is he?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that comes to my head. That's why where Mary thinks he? I'm not. They always ask me, where's Noah? Where is he?
Yeah.
It's just so funny. And then I'll start yelling, frankly. But
frankly.
Yeah, I think we talked about this before. I just get something stuck in my head and I just keep saying it
over and over.
So
it's okay. Everyone's got their little mental health issues.
Yeah. Yo, so Tyler Osborne, he threw us another $20. Dude. Thanks for answering my question. Here's 20 more. Keep up the great work. One more question for Eric. Any update on the retic you bought from Jay? How big is it now?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, little Pee-wee. It's doing really good. Thank you, by the way, for the 20. It's doing really good. Mm-hmm. It's got to be around 7 foot now. Funny enough, and I'm actually doing a cage build out right now in my basement.
How's that coming?
It's coming along pretty good. Just you know, the frame, the skeleton of it's the easy part, but making sure it's watertight is going to be where I don't want to skimp out or rush it. So no, it's doing really good. I'm about to move it. It's going to be 2 8x4, so 8 foot long, 4 foot wide.
Nice.
Put my Berman one and my retic in the other. And we'll be good to go. But that's just always the thing with getting a baby retic. It's like that constant battle of building bigger cages, bigger cage, bigger cage. Mm-hmm. But it's going to look a little funny in there, this kind of smaller snake and a big 8x4. But since you're feeding them right off of tongs anyways, who cares how big it is, you know? Yeah. They don't mind it, but
cool. A couple more for you. Tim Vincent threw us $5. Dude. He's actually upstairs right now at the Reptarium.
Are you
so
serious?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, he's watching the podcast, hanging out with some animals. Yeah,
hey, thank
dude,
you,
thanks, Tim. We'll come up and see you, brother.
Thank you, Timbo.
We got $2 from Sarah Ruiz. Ruiz.
Sarah Ruiz, man.
Love watching you guys off to work for me. 6 to 3 a.m.
Oh, my gosh. Good luck with that.
It's that Ritz cracker. It came from her last name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's probably...
Do your best Brian impression. See if you can top Kevin's. Because Kevin has that, like,
Oh, my gosh.
I used to be able to do a good one back when he did Animal Bites TV. But I forgot the intro, but I used to kill it.
Dude, no, yeah, the intros, yeah, really good one. Yeah,
I forgot what it is, though. But I used
can't
to be able
do
to
that
do
good of
a
Brian,
one.
I don't think.
Yeah, I used to be able to do a great one, but I can't.
He doesn't have, like, it's not like he has, like, a weird accent or something. Where
not anymore. But he used to do the kind of, like, Animal Planet, like, Craigie.
Oh, like, yeah, like the whole
look
series.
Here. And here we have Ivy the Green Anaconda.
I love that.
They're the largest species in the world.
Yo, we got to bring back. Remember when I think it was when Brian was away on vacation. Yeah. We did that little like fake, you know.
What was the name of that?
It was going to be Wolf Patterson.
No. Oh, no. There was the one where I combined the two people's name. It was something Grills. Steve Grills.
Yeah. Steve Grills. That's right. Yeah.
Steve Grills.
Dude, it was so funny. We got to do another one soon.
I know.
That's so
Steve
funny.
Steve Grills.
Oh, my God. I just love doing impressions, man. It's
Ball Pythons 9 threw us $5 at 500 viewers and 500 likes equal. Let's go.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, Stephanie.
Oh, my gosh.
She's balling. Dude, she's loaded,
dude,
bro.
Dude, Stephanie, thank you so
much.
Sweetheart,
man.
We
thank
love
you
too,
so
Steph.
Much,
thank
Stephanie.
You.
Jesus.
Bless her.
Damn, everyone's lighting up that
Tasha.
Super chat right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know. Thank you guys so much, man. Thank you so much.
With that dancing blob.
It's a pear.
I think it's
right?
a snowman.
Is it a pear?
It's a pear. You're right.
Oh, bro,
you're
she's
right.
Rick Ross in it. I like pears. You see that shit?
No.
You never saw the I Like Pears Rick Ross?
No.
Dude,
Ricky
Ross, man. He used to be really fat.
Can you pull it up?
He used to be really fat. Look up Rick Ross and pears. So he used to be real fat, and then this was in middle school, man. This is like fucking
years ago. Rick Ross.
No,
you're
yes,
talking about
bro.
The
is it a
musician?
Video?
Yeah, the
Rick
musician
Ross.
Rick Ross.
No, but there was an original one who's a drug peddler.
No, there wasn't.
Swear to God,
both of real. Yeah. Shout out to all the pears, man.
Oh my gosh,
I eat
this is awesome.
Now and shit like that. Shout out to all the
looks
pear.
Like me with my shirt off.
Shout out to all the pear.
Yeah, man.
That
but
picture
literally,
is so good with a pear. Oh my God.
Yeah, man.
So
like he started eating healthy and he just really fucks with pears.
Dude,
yeah.
that's what's up.
I need to try out.
Young, 20 years old.
Yeah.
Not anymore though. I'm a fat piece of shit now. So.
Dude, I know. I gotta get my shit together, man. I'm losing it. I'm losing.
Dude,
it.
I know. I'm getting.
Whoa!
Older.
What do you mean? You know?
No, I know. No. That came out wrong.
Shit,
no, that
bro?
Came out really wrong.
You trying
that
to
came
scramble
really
right now, bro?
No, I'm not. I'm not feeling
froggy. I'll whip you up like some eggs, dog.
I'm not feeling froggy.
Okay.
But I'm gonna tell you what though. Be careful, cause I remember your age.
Okay.
You're fit.
Yeah.
And you're nice and healthy.
I'll take some advice. Okay.
And then. All of a sudden, you drop. Hmm. You're not peaking.
Dude, I was thinking, man. I was thinking, you know, I want to have kids one day and preferably before I'm 30.
Dude,
so
that's what they say.
Within
that's
10,
what they say.
You know, 10
yeah,
years,
yeah,
technically.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, like, I want my kids to have a healthy lifestyle. But how can I show them to have a healthy lifestyle when I'm not living one right now? So
that's what I'm saying.
That's why I need to build that, like, routine of I go to the gym a couple times a week. But I need to go more, and then I need to eat healthier and stuff like that, because that's the biggest part, man. I fucking love cheeseburgers.
Dude.
I agree. It's the hardest part.
You're preaching
I
to
love
the choir.
Cheeseburgers,
okay.
Man.
No, I know.
Chicken wings.
I know.
I don't know. I was talking to somebody, and they were like, and I was like, I feel like chicken wings aren't that bad for you. They just a little bit of layer of that thing, and they were like, when you fry it, it loses all of its nutrients.
Yep.
And I'm
yep.
like,
yep.
That's bullshit. I don't care who
you,
told
you
that,
you add the
man.
Breading and the grease and the sauce, and you're
I know.
Done
they,
for.
They were talking
you
about grease.
I mean?
They were talking
yep.
about grease.
Oh,
they're like,
my God.
Grease is so bad for you. I'm like, then why do I love
dude,
it so
dude, it lubricates
much?
My organs and my joints.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
dude, no,
I know.
It's terrible. Eating healthy is... Well, don't take health advice from me, first
yeah.
of all. But from
right.
what works for me is eating healthy, man. Because the problem is... Dude, when I would eat healthy, I think the problem was when I lived out west, I lived with my friend and his dad for a little while before we got our own place. I was like scared to eat food from the kitchen.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, I'll get back here, fat boy, and clean up or something.
Yeah.
But no, when I ate healthy, I like stayed pretty fit without, you know, doing nine to five.
You really don't have to do much.
You don't really have to do much as long as you eat healthy.
You know, just shove a couple of avocados down
there.
Yeah,
that, dude. Down well, they fucking, say avocados are high cholesterol or
high
something.
High fat. You're right,
high
man.
High fat, yeah.
That's not bad for you.
Dude. That's why you resort to
But it's not bad
because
it's like the natural fat, right?
Pears, man. You resort
but, dude,
to
the problem
pears.
Is now me and Mary, it's like 10:30 and we're like, we're hungry. I go up to McDonald's. I probably spend $40.
No.
No, like
balling.
$40. I spend 20. But $20 is a lot, man. $20 with McDonald's?
That is a lot.
That
actually,
is a lot.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I take that
I
back.
I mean, a couple meals.
I take that back. I just had it like couple days ago, honestly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I this is what my go-to. I either get the two cheeseburgers,
ooh,
right?
Mm.
And then I get the number nine, which is the 10-piece chicken nugget with fry
oh,
and a
man,
drink.
Don't even get me started on
oh,
those
but
chicken
last
nuggets.
Time I got that QP, man, I ordered up
dude.
A QP through that driveway. I pulled up, I'm like, hey, baby, give me that quarter pounder.
Ooh.
But then she handed me a burger. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I asked for a QP of that
yeah,
dope,
none of this,
right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing. But, so yeah, but dude, and it was like $12, and I ate it, and I was just like, I was good, but it was like
dude,
expensive.
I know. It's expensive.
Ran up to Tubby's, got a submarine
oh.
sandwich and some French fries. That shit filled me up. It was less than $8. Like
people who aren't in Michigan don't understand the Tubby's because I think Tubby's
yes.
is just a Michigan thing.
It's just a Michigan
so,
thing.
So yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure, man. Yeah,
there's
I'm pretty
no,
sure.
There is okay. I don't want to say nothing, but there are very few things better. Then a submarine sandwich.
Oh my gosh.
And
oh, oh.
French fries on the side.
So good.
You know
dude,
what I mean?
Yes. And I got to tell you something
like,
really
shit,
weird about Pennsylvania.
Boy. Yeah, let's hear it.
Went out to dinner. My little niece orders a damn salad. Guess what's on it?
What the fuck is she doing ordering a
yeah,
salad?
That's what I said until I seen it. It's covered in French fries, dude.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
I guess in Pittsburgh, they put French fries on everything.
Yeah, because they're fucking smart
that's
people.
That's crazy. That's
they're
what
smart.
I'm saying. That's why I said they're nice. They're good people. It's a good
dude,
state.
All I'm not,
it was covered in fucking fries with lettuce on it.
I'm
it was
not
so weird.
I'm not going to leak my business idea.
Oh, man.
But all I'm going to say is, oh, I'll give you a hint. Okay. French fries. Okay.
Dude, I like it. I
dude,
like it.
Dude, I know it's like, I can't go too into detail, but I'll just say, traveling French fries, and that's all I'm gonna give to you, bro.
That is
but
genius.
I'm gonna have a business in the future where I'm traveling and there's French fries involved.
Dude, cut me in, dude.
Okay,
I'll get my CDL.
And there's
okay.
gonna be, it's gonna be great. And
holy,
the more
shit.
I bring it on,
yeah, yeah, yes, dude. Pittsburgh, that's
Pittsburgh
what it was.
Salad. That's
big,
all I typed in.
Yeah, Pittsburgh
dude.
Salad. Yeah, that's exactly what it was right there
I
in
mean,
the picture.
That looks good too.
It
like,
was so good, but it's so funny because she
potatoes.
Just ate the French fries and there's a shitload of lettuce. I'm like,
shut
just
up.
Order a damn French
shut
fry.
Up.
Maybe it's. I swear to God,
dude.
I swear to God, and maybe it's just the sauce.
And what
they
is
put
actually
there,
the point? That is crazy.
Oh, man.
Kat says, Eric, what advice do you have for someone wanting to build a reptile room? You know, give them that short
oh,
little...
Oh, yeah, for
that.
Sure. For sure. Well, first of all, thank you very much.
A little quick
humidity,
tips.
Humidity, humidity. That's one thing. I mean, a lot of reptiles
okay.
require it. Some don't. It yeah. just really depends on what you want to keep in your reptile room, right? Mm. You want either, you know, good ventilation, but at the same time, it's just... A lot of the time, it's easier just to keep your room... You know, 80, mm-hmm. 85, that way you don't have to have your heat pads or your lights cranked up. You've mm-hmm. got a good ambient temperature. You've got some circulation down there. Because in the summertime, man, as you can imagine
yeah.
with all my little water features, I'm running
humid.
Fans. Yeah, it gets humid. So you just got to.
But them snakes be shedding, though.
Oh, those snakes thrive
bro,
down there.
They fucking
do so good
bro,
down
they don't
there.
Even have
yeah.
to work, right?
No, they don't.
Just are like this, and just, then they just move,
whoop.
And then they just slip out like a used condom.
I think it's been a long time. This time of year, it's bad for snake sheds just because your furnace is running and you're blowing that
yeah,
hot air, and it's drying them out a little bit.
It's like
but
a desert,
that's
man.
Just something to take in consideration. Make it big enough.
You know what I mean?
Bigger
like
is better. So,
bro, it's so dry, man. It's like
yeah.
like a 70-year-old librarian.
That's right. Pretty dry. I don't know. They'd be reading those books, man.
That shit be dry.
Reading those damn books.
It's like the Sahara.
Yeah.
You know
oh, yeah.
I mean?
No, I feel
you.
You
ever seen that movie?
No, which one?
Sahara.
No.
Come on, man. Come
no.
on. You never seen Sahara?
I've seen the library one,
that was
though.
One of my... Oh.
<I'm just kidding.
laughs> Bingo.
Yeah.
Yo, but for real, Sahara.
No,
the,
no.
The dude...
Is it the one where they race the horse?
I'm really bad with names, but I know that you're going to help me with this one.
Okay.
Lincoln commercials. Weird guy. He
yes.
He,
Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's the lead actor, bro. I'm
what?
Not joking. Jay, if you want to pull up a picture if when you get a second,
sure,
that would be
yeah.
great.
What you want?
Sahara.
Yeah,
movie.
Gotta see the cover because
yeah.
I'm not a big
dude,
movie guy. I like my movies.
Like, I've been a movie connoisseur. Yes, sir. This is it. So it came out when I was six.
Whoa, this looks badass, dude.
Yeah, and dude, literally, I've watched this easily. Like, this is a realistic number.
2005.
50 times.
No easily, way.
Easily. And it's probably more. Because, like, man, I'm telling you, we would do all these traveling with the reptile shows, and I'm in a car.
Dude, you have one of those little portable DVD players?
Yeah, I'm in a car for
those were legit, dude.
20
those
hours, you know what I mean? Like, all the time. I'm taking these 20-hour, 14-hour trips. So I would just have favorite movies. Popping fucking Sahara, fucking Gladiator, bro.
Oh, Gladiator.
Never fuck with Gladiator?
Oh, my God, I love that movie.
Bro,
I love that
They're fucking, like, chained up together, right? And then they're killing. They have a sword, man, and they're fucking slicing people in half,
I
man.
Love those, like, can't steel get better than masks that. And shit they have. You know what I mean? And,
yeah,
oh, my Viper. Gosh.
Dude, same thing, man. 300,
dude,
man.
300?
I watched
really
300
good.
Damn near 300 times.
Dude, oh, that's a good
that's
one.
A good movie.
That's a good one.
So good, man. So
dude,
good.
That freaky dude.
Yo, shut Stephanie, the fuck dude. Up. What dude. The hell,
oh
Stephanie?
My gosh,
she said,
Stephanie.
Last time I had a ball python, it would launch out at my hand or of my hand to bite whoever walked by. Do you guys have any suggestions why? But thank you so much for the love. That's
dude,
awesome.
If that ball python ever hurts you, Stephanie, I'll personally take care of it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Man, so what would you say? I mean,
you
like,
know what?
I mean, again, man, I'm a fucking amateur. I am not a professional, nor will I ever be with this stuff, but I would say is just what? Handling. Taking those bites.
For sure. Sometimes you do have to take the bites, but I will tell you, like, some snakes do have personalities, especially with us.
I was gonna say the same
you know,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. With us working with the, me helping out Mary with the ball python downstairs, you can just tell some of them just have that little piss and vinegar in them. You
That's
know what
true.
I mean? So I have a ball python like that at home, my little male clown. It doesn't matter what you do, how much you hold it.
Yeah.
If he sees movement, he's biting at it.
Well, that's the thing. She's even saying, like, she's already holding it.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's biting her. It's just that people, maybe when they're walking by, are going a little quick and out of the corner of its eye.
They just get scared and trigger. You know, the most thing you can do is just kind of hold it and have it used to you. And, you know, but sometimes that doesn't work, unfortunately. It is really interesting. Yeah. I used to have a video. I still have a video on my Instagram where I'm holding my little snake.
Yeah.
And I'm holding it next to my aquarium and the fish swims by. He bites at the damn fish.
I mean, yeah.
So you can tell it's not just like that kind of heat pit movement. It's the actual visual sight of something moving. So I don't know, man. You know, you can just keep working with it, and hopefully it'll get better for you, I hope, you know.
All right, let's run through a couple last one of these two.
Or just, like, lower the temperature in the cage a little. No,
don't do that.
Don't do that.
I like to cool them off a little.
Oh,
so thank you.
Sarah.
Ruiz. She said Portillo's hot dogs or beefs from Chicago.
Ooh, bro, have
that
you ever had
good.
Portillo's?
No, I never
You've
have.
I never had
Portillo's.
It either.
No, I've never have.
Dude, what
is
the fuck
Chicago?
Is wrong with you people?
I don't know. I don't
you guys
know.
Never
I just
watched,
moved here. I don't
you,
know.
You never, it's, we're not in Chicago, homie. Man,
we're closer.
We never,
we're pretty close.
We, dude, Portillo's, so,
Portillo's,
man, let me.
Oh, don't even pull
up
a picture, man.
Let me tell you a little bit of something about Portillo's, man.
Oh, my gosh.
You fuck with Chicago dogs?
Oh,
hey,
my
over here,
all.
Big dog. Over here. You fuck with Chicago dogs?
Oh, yeah. No, they're good, dude.
You got that fucking cucumber or whatever?
Dude,
that
yes.
little tomato?
Some of that shit's crazy.
Some of that onion?
The sesame seed bun they use. What the hell?
Bro, I swear to God, I put some sesame seeds on my buns, if
oh,
you know what
dude,
I'm saying.
No,
shit.
Those hot dogs are so good.
So
they're
good.
So good.
But no, they're the best from this. And you see them French fries,
oh,
bro?
Oh, my gosh.
That's
I
them
love
carnival
those
fries,
cuts.
Man.
Yep,
those
yep,
them fucking
yep.
carnival fries. So good. And then you get that soft drink. The soft drinks be hitting different in Chicago, man. I think it's like something about the ambient pressure in the sky.
What is it,
or
about
something.
5 hours? And look at the closest one I'm going at.
And then,
work.
Yep, they got the Italian beef from Portillo's as well. And that shit goes super hard, man. But I'm telling you, I love Portillo's with all of my heart. Every time I go to Chicago, get that. Try to get some Illuminati's.
No, I haven't been there.
Illuminati's pizza.
I haven't really messed around in Chicago too much.
That's
man.
My favorite. I'm not, that, but I haven't been to a lot, so don't hate me too much in the comments if you guys are from Chicago and like, fuck Illuminati's. There's better ones.
Yeah.
But that is definitely the best place that I've been personally. Tim with the five, you guys crack me up.
He's
thank
upstairs,
you, Tim.
Man. Thank. I hope you're enjoying the Reptarium.
Yeah,
yo,
thank
Tim.
You.
Yo, we're gonna be up there, buddy. You just hang on.
Tim
there.
Tebow. No. Hey, Mike.
Hey,
that's your boy right
what's
there.
What's up?
I got a female ball named Bitch, who is absolutely
brutal. No matter what you do, had her for a year and still angry AF.
Yeah,
all the time.
Dude. Yeah, damn, man. Like, it's just, I hate to say it, but it just might be like that. You know what I mean?
Some people, I mean, the thing is, too,
I've got snakes think like
about,
that at home.
You
got
to think about this, right? The snakes are pissed off, too.
Yep.
Right? But there's also humans that are just fucking assholes all the time, bro.
All the time.
And that will never change. There will be an asshole till the day that I die. Till the day that they die. And till the day I die, too.
You're
but
a sweet
listen,
guy.
Listen. I have this theory, right? So sometimes I'll just be like, whatever, I'm walking around Meijer, you know what I'm saying, Walmart.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a bunch of variety of people, age, race, all that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm walking, I'll see an old-ass motherfucker. And their face is like this.
Oh, they're pissed off. They're looking for a manager.
But, yeah, but their face is stuck like that. That's not their mood anymore. They've been in that mood for 80 years
for so
that their
long.
Face is stuck like this.
Yeah, dude, that is so,
so right.
true.
They're
that
stuck
is so
like
true.
This, bro. It's just part of the fucking, their mind is just fucked, man. And they're ungrateful, man, because we're blessed. Everybody, not everybody, most people in this fucking country are blessed.
Yeah, dude.
And some of them just be angry.
I don't know,
if you're
man,
breathing,
just,
you're blessed, right?
No, exactly. If you can wake up in the morning and you know what I'm saying, you're blessed, right?
Blessed.
I mean, I just never am in a, I'm in a bad mood sometimes.
Very rarely.
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Very rarely. I'm just like a little John Candy. Hopefully I get a little smile stuck on my face.
I've genuinely only seen you in a bad mood one day.
Yeah. Mary ate my leftovers.
And that day, I didn't talk to you.
No, I know, and I'm sorry. And I feel so bad after that. I'm like, Eric, like, you're in a bad mood. Why do you have to take it out on everyone else? You know?
No, you didn't take it out on anybody. I just could tell.
I can't
like,
even remember
your,
why I was mad. Yeah, by my, yeah.
You were
yeah,
just yeah. your body language, you know, usually, you know, talk a lot, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, what's up?
But yeah, you didn't say anything. You
was,
just
was,
like,
that in the last, was that in the last couple months?
Damn, cigarettes.
Last 3 months, 4 months, something like that?
Yeah, something
like
that.
I remember that. Yep. I remember I came in, I'm like, dude,
Eric's
what's wrong,
off today, man.
Yeah, because he's always chipper.
Dude, yeah, it's weird. It's really weird, isn't it? Yeah,
but it happens to me all the time. So
yeah, every other day. No,
I just
I'm just kidding.
Take some, drink some coffee, and then I'm fine.
No,
same,
I know,
dude.
Man.
Honestly.
I know. So, I just need to check myself, man.
Dank J threw $5 says, let's do a 3 a.m. conjure the spirits with some devil.
Hell
lettuce.
Yeah, brother.
Is
I'm
that
down.
You?
No, I'm not Dank J. It sounds like it would be my friggin' name, though.
It would be your
well,
name.
Well, Dank J, you tell us where to meet you, big dog, and we'll be there.
Wait, no, I'm not.
3
meeting,
in the morning?
I'm not meeting never, up with some motherfucker named Dank.
Dank J, no, that's my boy Dank J.
He's
going
to have to come
sure.
to me.
Yeah,
okay?
No, it's true. I have met some strangers at 3 in the morning off the internet. Didn't
yeah,
end well.
I'm sure.
Didn't end well.
Talking about that fucking back page, man.
Isn't that a shame they took that off of Craigslist? Didn't you ever just go on there with your buddies and look
yes,
at it?
Yes, dude.
It is
and, like,
so,
try to, so
funny.
Dude.
It's like porn on there. It's crazy.
Dude, me and my cousin, we'd hop up on that page, and we would never follow through, obviously, because we're
well,
like kids.
No, it's just to look but at
we'd,
to laugh
we'd
at.
We'd hop
you know
on
what I mean?
There, bro, and we would see like Tanisha. Yeah. Bro, and it's just like triple X's, and you're just like, damn, that bro
dude.
Got some fucking titties,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude. Or Jacob.
And we'd like call him and be like, huh, what's your price? And they'd be like,
oh my
how
God.
Old are you? And we're like, 18.
I'm trying to get some pussy, bitch.
Yeah, exactly,
that's
bro. Dude,
oh my God. No, I remember
good
at the,
old days,
yeah,
man.
Dude. I know. Because at the shop we used to work at, like on lunch, we'd scroll through and be like, what the hell
yeah,
is
man.
This, man?
You see some real animals on
no,
that shit.
No, you really
shit,
do.
Man.
I wonder what those poor people do now.
Hey, man, I
how
know
do
what they
get
do.
Together?
They got them private snaps, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They got
that
them private
true.
Snaps.
Very true.
Which
those
isn't very
have,
private.
No,
the
it's
only
not.
Thing private
no,
about
not.
It is their genitals, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Ching ching.
That's right. That's so scary. Can you imagine?
What?
Meeting someone
uh-huh.
off of Craigslist, like, yeah. I would be scared.
Dude, people
dude.
Literally get murdered. Like, that's
no,
like,
I know.
That
I know.
Happens.
I know. No, after pretty bad breakup. Okay.
Oh, wow. You went
this,
on there.
This is a long time ago.
You went to the depths of Tinder.
The depths of Tinder. That's right. And it's scary. It's like really nerve wracking meeting people
yeah.
up for
never
the first time. Dude, it's
I've
scary.
Never done that.
It's scary.
Because how hard is it to, like, because it's not like they. Do like a check or anything? You can
no,
just put a picture and
no,
a
they
profile,
don't.
Right?
They really yeah. don't. No, and I'm such a weirdo with that
my,
stuff too.
My old
like,
friends were obsessed with Tinder. They were like, do it all the time, right? They would
dude,
just like meet up
yes.
with these people, and I never once did it because yeah, I'm just like, bro, I'm not.
Dude, but
to
did they ever get burned?
Shit.
I mean, I don't think it happens
no.
often.
No,
but you might get catfished or whatever.
I just try to not be the 1%, right?
No, I know what you mean. So I'm just like, I know what you mean.
I always feel like I'm going to be that 1% plane crashes, fucking something like
that.
Dude,
I know.
Get bit by a shark. So yeah. I try to stay out the water, take as few flights as possible, all that shit.
Dude.
Not try to get killed on a Tinder date, man.
I hear ya. I know, it's always awkward because you meet them and they're normal and you're like, okay, sorry. Right, hold on, man. Let me put this away. I'm going to put my pistol in here. I got my knife.
Yeah.
I got my dagger. Here's my pepper spray. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Man.
It's like, you're normal, but then that's how they get you.
It is probably how they get you. You
know? Eric, how'd you and Mary meet?
Dude, we're just talking about it.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah. Tinder. I met her on Tinder.
I know. I didn't want to bring that up.
No,
dude.
It's okay. No, it's totally fine. Because you know what's really sad?
Okay, what?
Is the first time I met her family,
yeah.
I was terrified. All of her dad's side is...
They're scary people.
They're scary people.
They are.
They're cops. They're serious.
They're cops.
The nicest people after I met them. But I was very intimidated by her sisters, you know. Her, what are they going to think of me?
Yeah.
Her dad, you know.
Her dad's got that bush, man.
Dude, he does. You look at Mary's dad and you just think, cop. That's a cop.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I mean?
You tell that's a cop.
We lied to him.
Oh, no.
How did you guys meet? We're like, oh, at the grocery store.
We met at the church.
Yeah, yeah. And then we eventually told him, like, no, we met on Tinder. You know
damn
what I mean? But it was,
dude.
I'm like so shy.
Dude, tell him that fucking story about
which one?
Her dad and you guys at the gas station, what he did.
Dude, I can't. Which one?
The gas station where you almost.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, dude. Oh, he was pretty metal. We almost missed her flight. Okay.
Dude, that's very metal.
Yeah, oh, for sure. So her father's in law enforcement. Okay.
Yeah, he's a police officer.
He's, he's a sergeant now. So he's up there. You know, he's been there with
damn
a long time. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
That's Sarge.
He used to work in, like, Compton and L.A. Mm-hmm. and all these kind of rough places,
yeah,
you know. And so he's up in the mountains, lives up in the mountains now. I'm not exactly too sure. We're driving back. We were out there a couple Christmases ago. And we're sitting at the gas station.
Yeah.
So it looked like a pretty rough area. But, you know, me from Michigan, you know, Detroit and everything, I thought I was pretty tough. But so me and Mary standing over to the side smoking a cigarette. And this guy just comes right up to me.
I mean,
he seemed friendly, but I feel like the rules of engagement are different in Michigan versus California. In Michigan, you're like, oh, everyone's got a gun. You don't just want to run up on someone.
Yeah.
You're going to get popped or something.
Yeah.
But in California, there is no damn guns unless you're a thug or something. So he comes running up to me.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, hey. And he's like kind of getting in my face, and I'm like getting Mary behind me, and I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. Like, I'm going to have to start swinging or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what this dude wants.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, can you please buy me some liquor. I'm going to a party, bro, blah, blah, blah. I was like, sir, I'm from Michigan. I'm heading back with my wife. I don't want any trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, how about a blunt wrap or something? Because I guess you have to be 21 out there before the law passed.
Dude, now you do here, too.
Now you do here, too.
It's fucking stupid.
I look over. Papa Shackelford. He's got the truck door open, and he's got his hand on his gun like he was taking cover behind the door. And he probably just would have yelled, pull your socks up, and just would have shot like, that little son of a bitch.
Duck!
Yeah, but he was ready, because I guess he knew kind of what area we were in and stuff.
Yeah.
And he even said when we got in the car, he's like, oh, shit, I thought you guys were going to miss your flight and have to fill out some paperwork. I'm like, oh, my God. But no, it's true, though,
dude,
because
scary shit,
like in Michigan, I feel like you don't just run up on someone.
No.
You're going to get fucking
shot. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But California, everyone's so laxed, and, you know, I don't want to get into that whole thing.
The
but,
worst thing you'll catch in California,
he just kinda,
man. Someone might fucking kiss you.
No, I know.
Well, you know,
in L.A. and stuff, just like every major city, they got gangs and stuff. You never know.
Then you walk around with that herp.
Yeah, that's right, for life.
That's how they shoot you, man. That's how they shoot you in L.A.
Yeah, it's true.
Get too close to somebody, you just catch a breeze.
I've never had someone, and I'm not a tough guy or a fighter or crazy anything, but yeah, but I'm going to defend myself, especially when Mary's with me. I've never had anyone kind of get in my face like that. And then it was so cool before he even said anything. It's like, he already knew what was going on. Who knows how long he was standing there ready to draw on this guy. But no, it's... nothing against California. I thought it was going to be like music playing and fireworks going off. And I got there and I'm like, oh, this is it, man. Like, it's kind of,
dude,
even in the nicer areas,
underwhelming.
It's
kind of grimy. It's kind of overwhelming.
The only music you're hearing is the homeless guy in the alley humming, bro.
Oh my gosh.
That's the only music you're hearing.
Well, when we went out there, I'm like, let's go to LA, Mary. I want to see the stars. I want to see the Hollywood sign. She's like, no, you don't want to go there. You're stepping over piles of poop and piss. And
there's a couple stars that you can go see.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you might
yeah
get stabbed.
No, I've heard it's definitely, it's not like going to
New York
or Las Vegas or.
I mean,
New York's kind of sketchy, but it's not as bad as like LA looks. Like LA looks like I guess it's not as like big of a city upwards, right?
So yeah,
there's not as
yeah.
many people in those areas, so it just gets a little more sketchy.
Maybe it's because the Detroit Metro Airport's so much newer. But even when I got to LAX, I'm like, oh, this is like. It's kind of rough. I thought it was going to be beautiful and nice and like everything's so expensive out there. You think the government would put so much money into roads and whatever.
I travel a lot. And different airports and stuff. DTW is literally like one of the nicest
airports ever.
It's
really nice.
It's really nice. I mean, everything is very clean. And what do they have? They have that hotel there now and they have nice restaurants. And,
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
It's very tidy.
It's very easy too. It's very small airport.
Oh yeah.
Because the one in LA, man,
New York, it's a shit show.
Forget about it.
Yeah, I've missed a flight before just because I've had to wait for a bus to come pick me up and then take me across the whole fucking airport and stuff.
It's crazy.
It's horrible, dude. It's horrible.
I love traveling, but yeah, the airports are a big pain.
See what the salmon bowl has to say.
This is a good one. Listen to that.
Represent blazing. What's that word?
Blazing and grazing while checking in with a couple of cool cats.
Shout out to Eric for being a great reptile keeper.
Hey, thank you, man.
Shout out to my boy Salmon.
Yeah.
We got a couple more
Salmon boa.
Shayna, that's so amazing as a mom. This was more towards Brian. We were talking in the comments about sensory night. Someone asked if we had autism friendly or something.
Yeah, we have sensory night.
We have sensory night. That's really cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Brittany.
Yeah, thank you, Shayna.
Why doesn't anyone ask if Jay's single? I am actually engaged. I consider myself married, but same.
Yeah, he's married, got a.
I'm not trying to embarrass you. I love Maria, man.
Thank you guys for that.
No, yeah, no, she's really. He's with a really nice girl, man.
Yeah,
really good girl.
Very lucky.
Hey, we're all lucky, you know.
No, we are lucky, man.
Yeah, everyone here's hitched, huh? Everyone here.
Yeah, I know.
Chilling.
Except for Noah. Don't do it. Don't do it. No, I'm just kidding. You know what's funny? We had this little box at our wedding. I don't know who the hell wrote this, but there's these little wooden hearts and people write a message and put it in there. Someone put, don't do it. So you have all this, you have all these hearts in this like shadow box and it's like, we love you.
Yeah.
Congrats. And then there's one in big letters that says fucking don't do it.
It's probably John.
It was probably John.
Your brother.
I think it was my other buddy from the tire shop because he was.
Don't do it.
I was trying to get off early to work to go get the ring. Yeah. He's like, I can't let you off early because I don't want you to get married, Eric. I'm like, holy shit, that's deep, man.
It's a secret lover, bro.
Yeah, maybe it was. He wanted you. He's a little
to himself.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man.
You never thought about that.
I never thought of that. Dude. I'm going to have to call him. Make sure we're clear the room here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not for no
He lives down
no
the road.
Fun.
No, that's right.
Oh, he lives
that's
down
right.
the road.
Yeah, don't call him. No, yeah, I better not
don't
call him.
Don't call him.
Better not call
him. Yeah, that's a bad idea. Yeah.
Every time we hang out, when I wake up, my butt's really sore. So
that's weird.
That's kind of weird.
And you don't remember when you go to sleep.
That's a weird coincidence, dude.
It's just like we're hanging out, and then all of a sudden I wake up. And it's
He's just like, what the fuck?
He's
a good guy. He's cool. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, sounds like a very nice guy.
Yeah, yeah, really. It's your own wedding. No. We had a really good time. That was cool that you guys were able to come and... It's crazy, man. Because
my mom
never
got real drunk,
dude. She did. She was a riot, dude, on the dance floor.
Dude, she always gets
dude.
Drunk
her
at
and
weddings.
My dad. My dad was dancing like a freaking animal.
I,
man.
I saw your dad, man.
Yeah,
he
did
was
you
busting,
see him?
He was busting out them dude, old English
Austin
yeah.
Powers
old
stuff,
English.
You know
no, he
saying?
Really was, dude. That I wish Jay could have been there, but no, it was a good time. Same. The most nervous I've ever been in my life.
That's crazy.
Even though I know everyone. You know.
Well, you were nervous because you weren't sure if you actually loved her.
Oh, Jesus, mom. That's terrible.
You're like, thank you, Jay.
Do I really want to do this? Do I tell her that I don't love her? No, I'm just
when do I tell her?
Yeah, exactly.
After we get married.
I feel like I need to bring this up sometime.
You wouldn't think I'm a shy person, but man, when I get in front of a crowd, dude, I get a little shy.
I like crowds, dude.
Even though it's people I know. You know, I don't know, man.
Dude, I love crowds, man.
I
love being on top of a stage and like people
dude,
out
too.
In the crowd, man.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Yeah, really? I used to play music, so I love that stuff.
Dude, I've never done it. Really.
It's fun.
I think I would throw up before, but as soon as I got out there, I'd probably be fine. Like,
I mean, it's
I
the same thing as this.
Up.
There's almost 600
people
watching.
Yeah, I know. That's
right
what's
now.
Crazy, but they're not physically here, so I'm not like
thinking about
freaking
it.
Out. I don't know. It's really strange, isn't it?
We should
it's,
do like a live cool. podcast.
Oh my god! Oh
one
my
day
god.
We should
couldn't
do
it.
That.
I'd be like, I'm sick.
Go out to some place and
That would
do
be
a
cool.
live
that
cast.
Would be really
That'd be cool.
cool.
Just bring out like a
And I do love meeting people though, you know, like when I went to Tinley and stuff, it was like overwhelming how many people watch your dad and, you know, follow BHB and stuff. Yeah. And a lot of nice people, man. A lot of cool people.
Man.
A lot of cool little connections and
These
stuff.
Fucking traps, man. They'd be sore.
Traps sore? What?
Dude, from fucking working out, bro.
Dude, oh, no shit. No shit.
I'm trying to get them traps like Hulk Hogan, man.
Dude, I don't know why it's so funny with my buddy brother. Brandon in Nevada at the tire shop. I have traps like 50. He said I have traps like 50 Cent's got some
dude,
big freaking traps,
got,
dude.
Bro, they connect to like his lower earlobe.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go down.
Dude, that's like that
no neck.
Wide neck guy.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? Have you ever seen that guy?
Yeah. I'll pull
he
it up,
literally has like a six pack on his neck. He does, and I think they photoshopped that, but his neck is so wide. I just wonder, did he only work out his neck?
No, dude, he's
you
born
know what
that
I mean?
Way. He was born that way, man.
Yeah, why do you think it's like that? Do you think it's like a thyroid problem or what?
It's probably.
Nah, dude.
Like,
it's just,
look at that, dude.
He'd just be doing.
It's like a horse's neck.
You could not choke him out.
Hell no.
It is like a horse's neck,
Here,
dude.
So click that one where he's dapping up the white boy.
Yeah,
to
long
the
neck.
Left. To the left.
Dude, daddy long neck.
So I was, I met him.
No, you didn't.
Dead ass.
No, you didn't.
He's from Flint, Michigan.
No, I know he is. I've been trying
dude,
to
listen,
hook up with him.
Listen, whoa.
Not like that.
No, yeah.
Link up.
So I went to Theo Von's comedy show.
No way, he was there.
They're they're cousins.
No way, dude.
Yeah, they're cousins.
I have to. I'm
so
leaving right now.
I'm
what?
Yeah, and Theo hooked.
Are they
it
really?
Up. Yeah, Theo hooked it up with second row tickets. So we're
dude,
sitting.
Long
there,
neck was there.
And halfway through the show, nobody sitting next to me, and I'm like, blah blah blah. Nobody's gonna come. Like this is normal. Like blah blah blah. All of a sudden, I see somebody in the corner of my eye. I look over. It's fucking Daddy Long Neck, bro.
Daddy
and he comes
fucking long neck.
And he sits next to me. And I'm trying not to look because that's rude. But it's like, bro, I didn't even know this guy was real. Like, I saw him on
dude.
Instagram, but I thought he was like
Wait,
a figment of my imagination.
I would have fangirled out. I'm like, God.
I ain't fan out of her long neck.
You're Daddy Long Neck.
But I did want to grab it, though.
Yeah, dude.
It's very grabbable.
How does it look in person?
It's like this
Holy
tall.
Holy
dude. No, dude,
shit,
like
dude.
It's this much neck.
Holy shit.
And he's like a small human being.
Yeah, a smaller guy.
Like very small. And I would say a good 33% of his body's his neck.
That's crazy. I always wanted to see it because he's in Flint. I'm like, dude, have that mofo by the rep.
Let's get him
Does
on the podcast.
Does he like snakes?
Dude.
Let's get him on the podcast.
He probably. I bet
he's always with some hoes, though. He's got some hoes.
Yeah, I bet we could wrap like a couple ball pythons
dude,
around his neck.
Dude, that would be dope. How many snakes can we fit on
like
his neck?
Like one of those,
dude?
Like. From
sorry, Jay. Sorry.
Like from India, those, the how the women
dude,
do the rings.
Yes, the rings. Yeah, man.
That's that Africa.
Dude, that's
vibe,
crazy,
bro.
Man. No, I've seen some of his content and stuff, and he's on a lot of like the obviously the world star stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen like, he's always with like super famous people. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, man, because people just love that neck, man.
Dude, they do. They do.
I saw a girl lick his neck one
dude,
time.
Dude, yeah, it's the long tongue lady licking his neck. There's that music video on World Star with long neck and wide neck. Listen, I hate to admit this. I've listened to it like 20 times.
I love the like people with abnormal features.
Yeah.
Just go famous on fucking
so
Instagram.
Mary.
Oh.
You know what? I'm just kidding.
No, it's I don't.
Very small.
What? I literally don't know what you're talking about.
No,
but
that's
dude,
that's crazy,
so
though.
Like,
interesting people.
Like, dude has a long neck, fucking million followers. Wide neck, million followers. This bitch has a 12-inch tongue. You know what I mean?
Yes.
The one guy that
she's
can just,
she's
pretty
like, hot, too, though. I'm sorry to say that. Mary, I love you, but she's attractive.
She can just open. This is one guy that can just, like, open up his eyes, and
oh,
then
I've seen
the
him.
Eyeballs
yes.
pop out, man.
Who is the one guy with, like, the weird mouth?
Oh,
the
guy
the
that
chin
can,
ups or
yeah,
whatever.
The guy that can like put his chin over his nose.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
That guy. I haven't heard of him in a while. I hope he's okay.
No, he's
man.
Good. He was just in a video the other day.
Oh, okay.
I
haven't like
him.
Seen him around on like the social media in a while.
Yeah,
but
man.
It's crazy what can make you
it
famous.
Is.
You know
Anything,
what I mean?
Bro.
Anything,
bro.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, there's people that are famous for eating food, right?
No, it's crazy. Yeah, the guy,
eating
I was
food.
Just watching a video before he came on, that guy, I guess you could say he does it with his eyes closed, but he's constantly looking at the camera smiling. This mofo
oh, yeah,
will cook
where
like a 12-course
cutting.
Meal.
Yeah, and then he just throws
dude,
it away.
Dude, that guy's crazy.
Man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
no, he doesn't throw it away, does he?
What the fuck does he do with it? He don't eat all that.
He feeds someone.
No, he doesn't.
I hope so.
He's
I
like
see
from
the one
he's like Russian or something.
Yeah,
man.
He probably is. I know
they
he's like
care
very
about
like
the people.
European.
Yeah.
For sure. He digs out that like brick thing and then cooks a damn hog down there or something.
Yeah.
No, it is really cool. It's cool what they have on there and the shit you can
I
see
know,
for
man.
Sure.
That's
it's
what
wild.
And people like you know, people it's I'm not saying that it's easy to, like, I don't know, I mean, make, like, a living.
It certainly seems like some people, but it's, dude, easy to.
It's,
right?
Way easier now. Like, bro, you don't have to go to school anymore.
No, no way. You don't. No, way. No. Oh, my gosh. No,
I didn't.
No, no.
It's almost
no.
just as risky these days to go to school and get your degree and become whatever that degree
oh
is.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Because
like doing camera work or whatever you want
to
do.
You have nothing exactly. to lose. Yeah.
There's it's no so hard in everything. You might as well just do what you love.
Yeah, no, 100%. No, if I can get 30K on Insta, that's, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Right?
Dude, what's
your fat retard?
What's your one friend's name?
Who's that?
You can only use that word one time.
Yeah, that's the rules.
A podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So
I'm very sorry.
Your limit's up. Okay.
Okay, it's
that's fine.
One and done.
You can say it once.
No, that's it. It's done.
But then after
it's
that,
done
it's
done now.
Over.
I was talking about myself.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. No, it's fine. We're just clarifying.
One and done.
What's your Cody? You have a friend, Cody?
Yeah, Cody.
He commented on one of my videos.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, and he like was just like, wow, this was really funny. But I thought that was weird that like...
That he's my friend.
Yeah,
and
he's your
watches.
Friend, and he's commenting on the videos.
It's funny because a lot of people do. You know, yeah. I mean, a lot of my friends will watch it or something, and it's really weird to them because I was always like the shy guy in middle school or whatever. Here I am, like putting myself out there for all these people to see.
Yeah.
So it's very strange to them. But they like to keep up with it, and they like to.
It's funny though.
It is funny when you think about it. Cody's a good guy. I grew up with him, and my friend Ryan. You know, we all like lived really close, so. It's just weird to see. You wouldn't expect that when you're young and you're a kid, and then you look and it's like we're all growing up now, and it's just weird to see what paths people take.
But
you know what I
the
mean?
Funny part is that, you know, when you are making the video, you're not in front of anybody.
No, I know. That's why it's so easy, man.
And then when you click a button, then you're in front of 20, 30,000, 100,000 people.
The world has the opportunity to watch it.
But like
no,
when you're
really
actually
crazy.
Working, it's just you.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
That's what's weird.
Exactly. And like I said, that's why I think this is like not, I mean, it is easy. Like it feels natural and I'm not like scared or anything because there's no one there watching. Like you said, like there's almost 600 people here. Mm. If there was me on a stage with 600 people, I'd be peeing myself.
Really?
You know what I mean?
I feel like I would do better.
Do you really? Do you? I guess because you get that energy from the crowd. You
that's
know
exactly
what I mean?
Right.
For sure. Oh, especially you, Jay, being in a band. I'm sure that's like just something else.
It's like an adrenaline rush. It's, you know, so like if Noah was to go up on stage, you're more in like that flow state where you're like, I can't screw up. I can't screw up. And you just go with it and it usually does really well.
Wow, that's crazy. That's
yo,
so cool.
Tiffany Smallwood came in and again gave us $3, said, how has Brian's stardom changed your life?
Wow. Well, thank you again, Mrs. Smallwood.
Yeah.
It's definitely changed my life, I'll tell you that. It's a lot different than working at the old tire shop, I'll
probably
tell you that.
What happened. So, like, whatever, he gets fame, or not fame, but, like, subscribers on YouTube. And then it just made me think that, like, you know, if my dad can do it, because I know that my, like, honest, he's my dad, right?
Yeah.
So I look at him and I'm just like, that's my dad.
Just my he's dad. The old bull.
Nobody special.
You're
like
the
that
calf.
Kind of thing, right? It's just like he's a normal person, which he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and he's my dad. So I look and I'm just like, well, if he can get 2 million followers, I can too.
Yeah.
Because like we're the same person. Like, you know what I mean? We have different personalities, but we're both people. Like, so that's how it kind of changed me is that just like, you know, inspiration of just. Being like, if he can do it, I can do it too.
For sure.
And,
for sure.
Yeah, just give, pretty much like.
That's so cool.
That
That's
kind
so
of
cool.
stuff. But
had to have been cool growing up around all this stuff. But like you said, it's like nothing to you because it's just how your life was.
Yeah, it's normal.
You know?
It's normal to me because it's been my life. But because you get asked all the time, like, oh, what has it been like, blah, blah, blah. And it's just, and then you think about it differently and you're like, yeah, I've now that you think about it, it's like, yeah, of course it's weird.
Super crazy.
Nobody's
right?
dad has one of the biggest collections in the world when you're born. Like stuff
like
that.
Like when you were a kid, did you think everyone's dad had snakes?
Not necessarily.
Was there ever a point?
It was never that like, oh, everyone's dad had snakes. It was more of just
my dad's different than
It was never thought of anything like that. It was literally just like, well, this is my life and this is
That's
your
cool.
life.
That's
it was
really
never
cool.
like oh, my dad's cooler than yours.
Yeah,
or like,
no, I know
my
what you
dad's
mean.
Different
yeah.
than yours. No, I always felt like everyone's the same. It's just because they just he just chose to do that. Like, because that's really what it is. It's like,
and like, good for him, man. Because like,
it's so fucking true, dude. Like, honestly, nothing was handed to him. Right,
he worked his ass. I mean, we still do every day.
Yeah, holy hell. And it's like, and that's why I think that literally anybody can do it if you fucking work hard enough.
Yep.
And I hate, because there are people out there who are like, well, no, like, I can't do it because where I was born. I'm like, well, I don't necessarily believe that.
No way. Yeah, no, there's no way.
Like, because my dad,
anything, from what your dad was telling us on like road trips and stuff, he came from nothing.
No, yeah, he literally didn't.
Yeah,
like, literally, just his parents had to work hard for everything they had,
and they didn't really have much.
Couldn't really, exactly, they couldn't, you know, set him up to where he's just has something or a big chunk of money to start.
Oh,
not saying that's bad
if
you do get help from your parents, but
yeah,
that's what I think I love about Brian the most. It's like the true American dream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at him.
Well, you got to think too, there were so many people that were breeding snakes that didn't hop on YouTube, that didn't hop on social media.
No, exactly.
And, you know, like it took a smart mind to actually realize like, hey, this is the future.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. And for him to follow his dreams, cause I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I would say I want to do something silly or something weird, and your parents are like, no, you can't do that. Do this. Yeah. Not that they didn't want you to follow your dreams, but good for him for following his dreams, because I can guarantee you people told him, you'll never make money from snakes. You'll never be successful from breeding snakes. And then, like, look at him now.
The fuck doesn't matter. Honestly, it really doesn't matter, right? Because it doesn't matter about the money or nothing.
No, it doesn't.
It's not even like that.
It doesn't.
Think about it, though. Realistically, my dad loves snakes. So even if he just had snakes and was just able to make scraps where you're eating food in day-to-day basis.
Keep a roof over your head.
Yeah, but you still are around the snakes. That's good enough.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh my
because
gosh,
you're still doing what you love. And that's why I follow a few people, right, that they never made it big, right?
Yep.
Never made it big where they're like fucking Ryan Reynolds or nothing.
Yeah.
But they always made roles, like small roles in movies or whatever.
That's cool.
To keep afloat and to live a nice lifestyle.
Doing what they love.
Doing what they love.
What they love. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, and like they never made it big and they're still not big,
but
they have enough and they're happy because they get to do what they love. And dude, I'm telling you, when I was in high school, they would talk to us a lot in like senior year and stuff like, oh, what do you want to do in life? Man, I really had no fucking clue.
Dude.
I had no clue. I was like nothing. And then everyone's like, well, I want to be a fucking nurse. I want to be a I want to work 100% on computers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bitch, I don't know what I want to do.
Dude.
Right?
And after high school, everyone going to college.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm like, dude, I don't know what I want
to
do.
I'm not. Hey, you guys going to school? Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? Well, I'm paying money now. Well, my parents are paying money now for me to fail these fucking classes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay more money out of my pocket now to fail classes.
Dude.
I'm just like, give me this fucking piece of paper that says I graduated high school, which really.
And you're done. Same here.
Yeah,
I'm,
man,
not
like,
I'm not a school guy. I'm not a school guy.
You
couldn't tell. But yeah, and it's like, I've just been in damn school my whole life. I don't want to keep going to damn school.
Especially,
you know,
when
what I mean?
Hate life.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking hated life.
It works.
That
it works
shit,
for
dude.
Some people, though. You know, some people can go out there and
it
works for them.
For
but,
people.
Dude, just not for me, man. I'm just not a book smart kind of guy.
Life had to. Excuse me. Life had to hit me in the face.
Same.
Right, where...
No.
And one day, I just started liking stuff. Man.
Yeah, dude,
like,
seriously. No, that's
just
what happens. You hit rock bottom, and then you're like,
and,
flowers are pretty. And you start caring about the things around you, and it
carries
through.
And now, like,
because
100%. In high school, 12th grade, blah, 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 hated everything. I'm like, dude, I don't know how the fuck I'm even going to live a couple more years
just because
of the lack of love for anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now... It's like, I have so many things that I love to do. Mm-hmm.
That you look forward to doing and that you work for. And
right. But it's not like that I don't do. Right.
Yeah.
I love so many things that I don't do. So that's why I'm not worried, because it's like, well, if making videos and YouTube doesn't work out, that's fine. I fucking love landscaping.
Exactly.
I'll just become a fucking landscaper because that shit brings me joy too. I did that shit in high school and I really loved that.
Yeah.
So there's so many different stuff.
That's right.
That
so
I
much
like
opportunity,
now,
man.
That,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Just fucking find, you know, just
find what you love, so, man.
Yeah,
find
if you're out there and you're young and you're listening to this, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I want to do. You will eventually.
You will.
Have fun, man, because.
You will.
And not only that, but if you feel like you don't love everything, just like me and Noah were just saying, just wait, man. Eventually it'll all come around.
It really does. Love everything, it really does.
Because trust
me. Those moments of darkness make you appreciate the light, you know? Mm.
Damn.
Yeah, because it's
Damn, that was real deep.
That was good, man.
Because that shit's true, man. It really is.
Totally off topic. Corey Richards threw us $2, wants to know what kind of donuts y'all want for the tour, dude.
Oh, my God. My man.
Oh.
Any ones you bring.
Yeah, I like that maple glaze, bro. You ever had a maple glaze donut?
That's pretty good.
Uncle Dude's Donuts in New Jersey used to do maple with bacon on the top.
Oh, I've had those.
It was called Vermont Swine. It was really good.
Those are good.
And savory.
Thank you, Corey, man.
Hold on, we got another one somewhere in here. All right. Sloth 2020 from Jody.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, Jody.
We got to make posters.
Hell yeah.
We do have to make some posters.
That's awesome.
Dude, I think that sometimes, like, super chats go away if we don't hit them fast enough.
Is that true?
Yeah, because somebody was telling me about that.
Oh, really?
So we might have to, like, get a piece of paper or something, write it down.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
I've been staying on top of them on this one.
So many people in the chat room. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Seriously.
But, yeah, thank you guys. I
hope you guys got something out of that little piece of inspiration.
Yeah, that got deep right there. And you know what? Just one little last inspirational thing.
Yeah, what?
This is from a rap song.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
That's very
inspirational. Chances make champions, dude.
That's right.
Take a chance, man.
That's true. Because
do you think I would ever be doing what I love? You know what I did? I called up and I said, are you guys hiring?
It's really true. That's what you did, right?
I swear to God, I was sitting in my truck smoking a cigarette at the tire shop like, I hate this place. I just want to run away. And I'm like, dude, the snake place, I'm like, they're never going to hire me in a million years. There's 100 people calling a day. I said, I'm just going to call. And the lady's like, how did you find out about us advertising for two spots? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I didn't, you know. Mm-hmm. And it just happened to work out. But if I would have never taken that chance and thought to myself, that's a silly dream. I'll never get that or I'll never do that. It would have never happened, man.
There's a lot of things like that where...
Take a chance, right? I mean, what's it going to hurt? If you have nothing to lose, truly, take a chance.
Truly. People talk about that with whatever, with like girls, right?
Oh, I remember, my gosh.
Like, that happened all the time.
Gosh.
Where it's just like, oh, like the worst thing she's going to say is no.
But no was like a killer, dude. I was so bad at that through high school and stuff. I was so shy. And like,
it hold you back from doing it just because you didn't want to hear the no. But like,
you never
honestly,
got to know if you heard no or yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, honestly,
exactly.
That shit like happened to me and stuff like that. Like, but it's just like a learning experience. But it's true that. Really, we do only live like our one life. So
dude,
like you should really try to do
everything.
Anything that you want to. And the key word is try. Because obviously it won't work for everything that you try won't work, and not everybody will get what they like necessarily want.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
But
yep.
You will truly never know if you never try.
Unless you try it, man.
Because people get lucky all the time. And
seriously,
that might be a hard pill to swallow. It's like, well, I might not be the lucky person. But you literally might be, and you just wouldn't know because you never tried it.
Exactly.
Luck is where preparation meets opportunity.
Yeah,
right?
It was something like that. Yeah. But and that's why I'm going to be doing something in the future, in the very near future. And I don't want to talk about it just because... Whatever, but I'm gonna be doing something very in the near future.
Okay,
where I've been like really excited for, and I'm not saying like God or whatever or like the universe, but literally there's been a lot of weird coincidences where it's like pushing me in the direction.
No way.
And like people that I've never talked to this thing about that I want to do will come up to me and start talking about it, and they'll be like, "Wow, blah 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 blah. Like, have you ever heard of this?" And I'm like, what the fuck? This is the universe. This is God.
Dude, it's
whatever.
Talking to you. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so, it'll give you signs.
It's so weird. Yeah, exactly. So, I'm going to try it, man. I'm going to try it. And then once I do
adult
try
films.
It. No.
Oh, man.
Maybe one day. All right. But I'm going to try it. And once I do and I get the ball rolling and stuff, then I'll talk about it more.
That's so
but,
cool. Yeah.
But, yeah, man.
Chase Carpenter says, you guys are awesome.
Oh, you're awesome. Hey, too. I know Chase. What's up, dude?
You know Chase?
Yeah, yeah. He comes with the Reptarium.
Yeah, the profile picture
awesome
is
guy.
Literally
oh, yeah.
Casper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that guy's awesome. Chase. I love that guy.
And Huckleberry406 said, can't wait to visit and meet y'all. Love the new podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. We can't love wait you to meet watching. You, too. Yeah.
You ever soak in some of that Huckleberry Finn?
Oh, that's a good one.
No. Is that the one where they're on the raft or something? They make a raft.
No, I don't really remember.
Remember they're on a raft. No,
we had to read it in middle school, and the book was like racist, man. A bunch of those N-words.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, really?
It was. Yeah. I think it was written in that time period, though, no? Was it?
Yeah.
I'll check it
out. I don't know.
Now.
I've never.
It was really weird, man. I was like 8 years old.
Oh, there's,
just like,
there he is right there. Yeah, yeah. I know him. I
was kidding. Like,
dude, no, I can't believe you're next to freaking Longneck,
written
dude.
In 1884.
Did you talk to him?
No, I didn't talk to him. I was scared, bro. His neck's a foot long.
No, I know. He's intimidating because he's a celebrity.
Scary. Not even the celebrity
part. I don't
part.
Know if I could go up to him.
I didn't know where the words were going to come out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I was just, that neck's so damn long, bro.
Oh, yeah. See, I told you they're on a fin. Or a fin.
A
raft. Yeah.
Yeah, it was in 1884 it was published.
Oh, wow. Wow, was it really?
Yeah, yeah. I got a bad memory.
Wow,
but
wow.
All them same. Concussions, bro.
Yeah, I got CTE for sure.
Oh, bro, I got that Aaron Hernandez syndrome.
Oh, jeez, man. You know oh, jeez. I mean? Is that the one guy they did the brain test on?
Yeah, man.
That's terrible.
That's the guy that, like, killed people.
Yeah, that's why I said
that's
bad.
Bro, this guy killed people. Listen to this. Walks into a club, right?
Yeah.
Partying. Bop, 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 bop. Right? A person spills a drink on him. This guy gets so mad, he follows them out of the club. Wait till they leave. Follows him out of the club, pulls up next to him at a stoplight, pulls out his fucking his Magnum, puts six shots into two
You're
people.
You're shitting
pop,
me.
Pop, 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 pop. Crazy. Killed two people for spilling a drink on him. That's
Dude,
how mentally
that
unstable
is insane.
He was.
Yeah.
That's
why
mentally unstable
I know it's
he
a
was.
Joke from that Dave Chappelle, but you remember those little skits when keeping it real goes wrong? You can't keep it real sometimes. You know what I mean? That's crazy, man.
That's not keeping it real. What's keeping real about that?
Because he spilled a drink on him, so he's like, I'm going to kill this mofo. You know what I mean? That's some gangster
real.
Stuff.
That's not gangster.
That's gangster.
That's insane.
No, that is insane.
That's
that
insane.
Is insane.
That's not gangster.
Yeah. Well, it shows you, because you showed me the brain scan of that gentleman.
Aaron,
and
yeah.
It was from so many concussions and head injuries. His brain, like, didn't have any cushion in there.
Yeah,
no, like, that was really something else. But I wonder if he always had that kind of crazy hair up his ass.
He might.
And it just made it worse.
I agree.
So because, like, some of the stuff, absolutely insane.
Yeah, get that one right there.
It kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies. So
look at all that gap in
that.
His brain.
That's a huge gap. Because that's even around the...
Everything. Is just fucked up.
There's, like,
but,
no cushion in
but
there.
But those, like, black masses, the lady in the documentary said that... is where, like, rash decision making.
Yeah, wow,
that's correct.
And all that kind of stuff that influences
prefrontal
your
cortex.
Fucking thoughts.
Yeah, that's
know?
Crazy.
And
that's
what you
crazy.
Do and why you do it is there, and it's that. I mean, you can see how much
that,
different that,
that
is.
Not an way
different. I'm not excusing
no
actions
no,
for killing six people
but
or whatever.
But there's obviously something a mental disorder of some sort.
I mean, there's
after
definitely
all that,
some
it's definitely
problems.
Affected his. Decision making, his thought process.
Hell yeah, because he killed himself,
dude.
He's dead
oh,
now.
Did he? Oh, okay.
He
dude, it happens.
I didn't know if it was
concussions.
Like execution or. Did you really?
Yeah, I had a bunch when I was in like elementary into middle school and stuff like that.
No kidding.
And I like shortly after that went through really crazy depression for literally like until I was like 20.
God,
and
man, that's wild.
I remember like. And it was kind of what you were talking about before, Noah, with like starting to love everything. It was almost like one day, like I came out of this fog and I was like, oh, wow, like I actually am a normal person. And I realized then that I was messed up from concussions for, you know, almost 15 years.
Wow.
Dude, I've
That's
had
crazy.
So many.
That's
bro.
Crazy.
Same,
dude.
I've
really?
Been playing contact sports since third grade. Football, hockey, literally, like
no
those are like
shit.
The most
Yeah, those
physical.
Are the better ones, yeah.
And, dude, I mean talking third grade, getting my
that's crazy,
getting my bell rung, getting concussions in third grade.
It was
like,
different back then.
And I had no clue, right? I had no clue what a concussion was until I got older, and I'm like, oh, when my head gets hard. I mean, not when my head gets hard. Well, that's the concussion talking.
Yeah,
when my head gets hit hard, I feel like this way,
like ringing, loopy. Yeah, ringing, yeah.
You're crying. You literally, what happens? You know, someone has a concussion when they start crying.
Yeah,
because,
dude.
And like out of nowhere, not because of like, oh my god, that hurt. No, they'll get concussion. They'll be like, and then they'll just get really emotional and start crying and all that. Dude, man, I've had countless ones, and I don't think I have CTE. I'm not saying that, but
it's definitely not good as a young child.
It's definitely scary. It's definitely scary.
And it sucks too, man, because I love sports. I'm a fellow sports lover, and football is like one of my favorites to watch. And I just hope that, you know, as bad as brain damage is, I hope kids still play it because I want it to be around.
I hope they do too. And I'm sure the technology is different nowadays. The way they make the helmets.
No,
I'm sure
they actually.
I'm sure they do.
It's actually scientifically proven that back when they had the leather helmets, they actually got less hurt because you wouldn't be hitting as hard because you didn't want to hurt your brain.
Yeah.
So
like,
now you're so cushioned up that you're running full force as a, you know, 30-year-old man.
Yes. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Like I said, I'm a small guy, right? But I'm not joking. I would
waterboy him.
I would level people.
No way.
Oh, heck yeah.
In hockey in particular. And I mean, and football, but it was
hockey
easier
for
me in hockey because of
momentum.
Just, yeah, momentum, man. So I'm talking, there would be guys 6 foot, 6'2", whatever, defensemen, and they would just have their head down.
Boom.
And I would just come give
check
them
the
shoulder,
them.
Bro, and drop them. And I remember, like, my coaches talking, they're like, we've never seen anybody like, so small, but yet so willing to just give up their body to just destroy
just
somebody.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, because
awesome.
It would hurt the fuck out of me. Like, there's been times where, like, literally my shoulder's, like,
dude, I'm
fucked
sure.
up, and it's like my shoulder, my right shoulder's all jacked because of just hitting people constantly with it.
God,
I have a lot of body issues, bro.
That's
like,
crazy, man.
I'm going to physical therapy for my knee because
I know you're like an
truth.
Old man,
and like
dude.
I know my back's all fucked up, and that dude. I stopped playing in high school.
Yeah.
Imagine these professionals that retire when they're 35.
When they're my age.
40?
Yeah, 30 years old.
They've been playing the game until they're 40?
They're
I stopped playing
garbage.
When I was...
Not that they're garbage. Their body's garbage.
17, and I have all these problems? Imagine a professional.
Dude, no, I couldn't.
They
couldn't.
Probably can't even get up out of bed. Because there's some days where I'm like... I can't fucking walk. My knee's fucked up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And I'm playing.
I know
not
I held us back.
Semi-pro.
I know. I was trying to get you out on the bike, man. And that
I know.
Knee.
I couldn't go that one day.
I know.
It's getting better now.
No, that's good. And I feel like a little bit of a bitch, but I never really played any sports. I just was never into it, you know. But
I loved it.
Maybe that kind of saved me.
I think it was. It helped me get
the competition of it.
It teaches you your morality almost. Like, it teaches you, like,
like a team,
how to get hurt.
And like,
or, like, how to get hurt, how to fall, how to do a bunch of, like, different things that you don't learn unless you're doing some type of sport, right?
Not cheerleaders.
Not even.
Am I right or am I right?
It's deeper than that. It honestly teaches you a lot about life. Of, like, practicing and stuff. Like,
No, you're right.
Well, and how all those people working together can accomplish winning a game or, I don't know.
Not even just that. It's just, like,
learning
solo,
how to learn, too.
Solo.
Yeah.
Where you are...
Disciplined.
No, you are... Like, you work hard, right? And then you get better. When I started playing...
It pays off.
When I started playing ice hockey, I was complete dog shit. Couldn't skate, couldn't do any of this, right? Bending, like, my ankles were just fucking dirt, right? Worked hard for 3 years. At the end, dude, I was really good. Like, I mean, thousands of times better
than
when I started.
Yeah, that's so cool,
but
though.
It was all, like, the sacrifice of... Going to hockey camps, going to personal training sessions
putting
after practice.
I'm sure that shit was fun, right?
Of course it was
all
fun.
The
or
guys
else I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was just like, but it teaches you things about life, right? Because it is life, but it's a different part of life that I'm not using anymore, sadly. But I can apply what I learned through working hard at practice to get better at the
for
sport.
Sure.
To,
that's really cool.
To real life, work hard.
Get better at life in general. You
thinking
know what I mean?
Of video ideas and... Editing, and then the harder I work at on a project of editing a YouTube video, I'll learn more and just like all that. But I've learned a lot and a lot and a lot of life lessons.
That's so cool, though.
Through sports that I can apply to my life today that I am happy that I did play just because, like I'm saying, just so many life lessons that I could go on forever. But it was just very important as for my development of who I am, of playing sports. It was
you wouldn't be the
huge,
man you are today. No,
huge
I
role.
I
huge
get that.
Role in
I totally get that,
making
man.
Me who I am. But
Yo, just so you know, Frank threw us $5 for our sloth fund.
Frank, hey, thanks, Frank. Brother.
Hey, we got $1.99 from Sharon. Says vibes on the side. That's
thank
great.
You, Sharon.
Frank, sure man. All right, cool. And then Andy with the five
Andy,
squad.
Andy Bandy.
Dildo game.
Andy, squad up.
That's awesome.
Thank
you,
man.
We got to get something to name our people, man. I like.
Dude, I know. I was watching that Leon Lush, and he has the, what is it, Tomato Squad or something?
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Dildo.
We need a squad, but not Dildo Squad.
No dildos?
Okay. Maybe not. Just so we can get the youth in there too.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
Ma'am, I'm a part of the dildo
squad. Yeah,
that's awesome.
We'd be getting a call from someone's lawyer, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Do you want to answer any questions? I mean, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
You remember I told you in the beginning of the week? I don't know if you want to do this or not, but I thought it'd be kind of cool to do that like bad choices thing. If like people want to send us some fails or some stuff of them doing some dumb stuff, we can like review it on the next podcast. Yeah. And talk
that'd
about
be pretty
it.
Cool. I think that'd
I
be
really
cool.
I need to open up an Instagram.
Okay,
I'll start a checking in Instagram, and then
we'll have a section where they can DM it.
Where
to
they
us.
Can DM us the videos and stuff.
I just think it'd be kind of cool. We can have some funny stuff to look at. Right?
I agree, 100%. Is that that we should do something like that because I think that would be really funny.
For sure.
But, dude, I got pee so bad, so you want to take
dude,
some questions?
Yeah, let's open up some questions,
let's
guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Send them in. And,
for sure.
Yeah, guys, so last five-ish, 10 minutes or something like that, we'll just take a few questions and
come on, keep
see
coming.
What you guys got.
Oh, my God. I wonder what they thought of that damn challenge we did with that box. Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, when you
scary,
lock your
man.
Heads in there, like, it was different with the styrofoam one, but when your dad put that padlock on there, I was like,
yeah,
I was, like,
bit
scared
a
little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Please feed Lucy with your mouth. Oh, thank you, Joshua. Glad
yeah,
that you care
Joshua,
about our safety.
Joshua, yeah, sure. You freaking gay.
Cool sloth fun, yeah, man. We're going to get a sloth one day.
Dude, it's we have to. We really have to.
Probably not
going to
be for a year or two, but
well,
it'll
it's
happen.
All right. It'll happen. Maybe sooner. Maybe sooner.
I can't even read that much. I don't know what that says.
Like being sick because you can stay home for a few days, watch Netflix. What do you do when you're sick?
What do I do when I'm sick, man? I work.
There, damn.
Same,
just keeping
dude.
It real.
There's no
dude, not
sick
me,
days,
dude. I'm a
bro.
Big old baby when I'm sick.
The only times where I will be sick and not be able to do anything is literally when I'm like
no, when
throwing
you're like
up.
Sick.
Like
yeah,
throwing
yeah.
up and have like that fever where you can't like get up, stand up because like your head hurts and you're like all that pressure
I
in your head.
I hate throwing. I hate
but
that. I hate that.
I rarely get sick like that. Like maybe a few times every few
same
years.
Here.
Like,
I've been better. I've been that. Trying often. To take vitamins and shit. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm sick.
Just drink a lot of orange juice and stuff. But for the most part, I'm not that. I'm never really sick. But when I do get that sick, I don't.
Do you see your dad? Who's your favorite PHV person? I like Brian.
Yeah, he's cool.
I like him too. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's
like,
kind of like my sensei.
I like
your
RJ.
Man,
you know? RJ's cool.
RJ is cool. I love that little gator.
How's the basement pond, Eric?
Oh, dude, it's doing really good. It's still holding. Keep your fingers crossed. But no, all the fish are doing good. It was pretty much like an automatic water change, you know?
Yeah.
So
I mean,
that was kind of nice.
I guess you're right, yeah.
A
they
forced
said,
water change.
You guys both got peed on. That is correct. We got pissed
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we both got pissed on.
I got pissed on the back of my head.
Oh,
and that was
dude.
Not good.
Yeah, that was pretty
but
bad
then
you.
But then you stood up, and then
he
everything
and
went
just,
towards Eric. It was so
yeah.
funny.
Dude, but Noah is such a nice guy. He ran across the street and got me a new pair of pants.
Yeah. That's true.
And a shirt.
I felt bad,
that.
Dude.
You're the man, though.
And he
you're
really did
man.
Feel bad. He actually said it like 10 times.
Yeah,
he's
like
Eric,
he did not
bad,
have
bro.
To do that, but he did.
I
so
love
he's
I
he's
felt
a,
bad.
He's for real. Who's for real?
Eric, were you a fan of Brian before you got the job?
You know what's funny? I only had seen a few videos. Mm-hmm. I was definitely a fan. I thought Brian was really cool, mm-hmm. and I definitely knew who he was and who Lori was, and Lori's the one who interviewed me, and I was mm-hmm. almost like, oh my God, you're Lori Barczyk. But it was funny, when I first started, I remember Brian was out of town for a week. Your dad was out of town. So I didn't see him for like the first week I worked there.
Okay.
And then I remember he walked in and came down the aisleway, and I'm like, whoa, shit, it's like it's on YouTube, man, but it's real life.
Like, he's glowing.
Yeah, yeah,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you know what's funny? I literally text Mary, and I said he's way dreamier in person. I said that. She got a big kick out of that. But
that's
no,
funny.
Dude, it was awesome. Still is awesome. Eric for president, I appreciate that.
Oh, Jay's mom says, what is the worst part of having your head in the box? I know I peed a little.
Oh, man. Oh.
The worst part...
just the helplessness.
Is the... You fear that the people will let you out. Yeah. Because if they, if they betray you, you're literally stuck in that box.
No, you are. How would you pee?
It is. Well, I'd just pee.
I'd just sit down. Yeah. Right. I'd probably just go.
I mean, because your arms aren't in the box, so you can unzip and do all that.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Like, literally, though, we couldn't break out. There was padlocks. It's wood.
It's wood.
You can't break out.
You would have to smash your head against the wood.
Yeah.
No, it's like thick wood. Then we would get
CT, man.
Yeah. And
Brian said, haha, Eric, so are you. You're a little bit more dreamier in person, too.
It's the rolls. The rolls do it for me.
Tell your dad to gamble this $13,000. I don't know what this $13,000 is.
Where is this $13,000?
Maybe you meant a $13,000 in roulette in Vegas, black or red. I won this money on the Super Bowl. Wait, what is he talking about?
Is he tossing it to you got 13 grand?
Yeah, if you give us your $13,000, I'll make a video.
I'll give you 10 out of it.
Oh, that would be a good video.
That would be.
Yeah, if you give us that money, we'll gamble it for sure. No worries.
Have you guys ever been to Finland? I personally haven't. I've been to UK, to England.
The closest I've been is like
Scotland,
Ireland, Scotland.
Yeah, yeah.
And those places are fucking dope. I love Ireland, man.
Dude, I've never been off the East Coast besides Utah and Arizona.
Listen, I love getting shit faced with fucking Europeans. It's the best thing ever, bro.
They're a good crowd.
It's the best thing ever. Listen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little something, bro. The Champions League. I don't know if you. I know you don't. You don't watch soccer.
No.
Football.
No.
Dude, Champions League. That's when I was over there. Was when the Champions League was going down.
Oh,
bro,
dude, they take that shit seriously.
Fucking bars were popping, dude. You go over there, grab some fucking beers,
the energy
bro.
In those places.
Everyone's screaming because they're rooting on their team. You're getting fucking drunk. You're like, oh, you're rooting for teams you don't even care for just because you're having such a blast with these random people that are just like treat you like family, bro. I fucking love it over there.
It is the best.
That was in England, Scotland, and Ireland. All three of those places, they all are the same thing. All the bars were just popping during Champions League.
The people are different over there, man.
I love
you
guys.
They are really nice.
I know. I definitely need to go over there again.
Yeah.
Because, dude, it's the best, too, because you go to the pub, the bar, you order fish and chips, and you're drinking beers.
Don't get me started.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's
just like.
It's the best.
It is the best.
No, I love the fish and chips out there.
And you can go outside. Right? You're drinking some beer, smoking some, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're allowed to drink outside.
No, it's really cool. It's really cool. We were
the
up there every
place
night.
Is fucking
the
awesome,
pub.
Bro.
The Red fucking Lion.
Ireland's dope, man. You guys got
I've
got
to go to Ireland. I've never been to Ireland.
Man.
Never been
to
Ireland.
I got some cool stuff, man. I fucking love y'all.
Cool.
I did find my hamster. Someone asked that. The hamster is safe. The hamster is safe.
Yeah, but dude, one day I do want to go back to England. Go to a game like Manchester United or Liverpool or
it's got to be
Man
gnarly
City,
over there, dude.
Something like that.
That's pretty cool.
Go overhead over to Chelsea. Just watch some live football. That would be sick.
Football.
Hell yeah.
But let's let's see like one more and then.
Okay.
Because, dude, I have to pee so bad. I can't even hold this anymore.
I've been holding it since before we started.
For sure. What do you want to answer? The one that says.
You pick one.
When were you embarrassed at work?
When were I embarrassed at work?
Yeah, have you ever been embarrassed at work?
Not here, definitely not.
I don't think I've seen
I'm trying to think of like maybe like another job. I don't really get embarrassed that often.
It's very hard, right?
No, yeah, I don't really my friend took a picture of me when I was in the crapper once. That was pretty funny, but you couldn't see anything, so it wasn't too embarrassing.
Can you think of anything embarrassing that's ever happened to you?
No, not really. I mean, like when Lori finds a snake. I mean, listen, it does happen once in a while, once in a blue moon. Okay, I'll leave the tub a little cracked open, and she's like, "Eric, what's this?" And I'm like, "Oh,
yeah, maybe
what?
Like,
what do you mean? No, I meant to do that." That's
I think like
the
only thing is like sometimes like I'll go to like.
Have you ever farted in front of Beth and been embarrassed?
No, I have farted, but I'm not embarrassed.
No shame.
No shame. And one time, I ripped a fucking stinker in that office.
Oh.
And I know this is terrible now that I'm thinking about it, But I farted in that office, and it smelled so bad, I walked out.
Oh, when your own brew gets you, that's bad. That's really bad.
That's pretty fucked up.
I love Beth.
But
she's
I couldn't
so awesome.
Stand the smell. I was like, dude, this shit smells so bad. I gotta
and you
get
know
out
it's
of here.
So much worse for the other person, because right? you could at least deal with it.
And she had to do her job, man, with that fucking roast
And you know
beef.
What? She was probably still sweet as anything on the phone,
that
too.
That sweet little Beth.
Sniffing
yeah,
that
I know
beef
it. No, I know it.
Dude, but probably the most embarrassing thing is, like, I don't know, going to, like, LA Fitness or something, like, airballing a three-pointer or something.
Dude.
That's probably the most embarrassing
thing.
That's bad.
That's why I just don't even do it. Like, I don't put myself out there to be embarrassed.
I don't care. I love it. It's fun.
It's pretty good.
All right, guys, I have to fucking pee.
Thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. Stephanie, shout out you. You guys know how.
Yeah, Stephanie, everyone. Yeah, thank you, guys.
Everybody.
If you guys didn't catch the full podcast, it will be uploaded, to this YouTube channel. But if you guys just want to listen to it, it's on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Wow.
The name is
big time.
Checking In. Make sure you guys go follow both of those podcasts, download it, do all that jazz so you guys can listen on the go.
On the go.
Thank you guys for watching. Hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you to Stephanie for donating all those hundidos.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, everyone that donated. You guys are awesome.
We will see you next week. And remember, you have made a bad choice.
Peace.
Peace out, Girl Scout.